This episode of Steel Wars is available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this episode's show description notes. Just look down there on your app, click it, and treat your eyes. Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Mandalorian Season 2 Prediction Show Contest. That is a long title to remember, but I am so excited because on tonight's episode, streaming live, we will be having a fun little guessing game of what will go down in-universe in The Mandalorian Season 2. Now, how it works. People have sent in predictions, they've emailed predictions. People will be zooming in to give their predictions. And also, if you're on YouTube, don't leave your predictions in the live chat, but leave them in the comments or just email them in. Emailing's the easiest way to get it to me furthest up into the show. Or like Sean has, he's waiting in the waiting room on StreamYard. The link is in the show notes and in the chat. So we'll take everyone's predictions, and then at the end of the season, we'll go through, have another show, work out which ones came true, and then take a vote to see which one was the best, the most surprising. You know, if you guess that Ahsoka comes back in Mandalorian Season 2, it might well come true, but as everyone's expecting it, it's not much of a prediction. If you say Ahsoka came back with spider legs, well, and that came true, spoiler alert, bang, you could may well be a winner, and the winner will receive the Darksaber of Prediction. It's been battled, fought for on YouTube for years. So, hey to everyone that is in the chat. They're excited. You might be watching live on Facebook, on Periscope, Twitter, YouTube, or on podcast. Please, if you're not watching on one of those things, go to the other one and follow. Algorithm it up. Now, joining us, we'll have a cast of characters come throughout the show. But joining us up top, our favorite little scoopers. They love scooping. They're the 31 flavors of Star Wars YouTube. Welcome from Kessel Run Radio. It's Noah and Corey. How you doing? Oh, I've got them on mute. There you go.
What's up,
boys? Oh my God, I didn't expect to bust this out. Have to bust out this banner so early, but it has been 0 days without a technical fault here on the Hyperchat. So, Noah, you're pretty amped for this.
It's finally here.
Excellent.
You always ask me the question, and I'm just ready to answer it my present self, and then he has to pull up some clip from like nine videos ago where we're just me saying some random thing. No, but I am my present self, I am excited to talk about The Mandalorian and the stuff we want to happen.
Well, let's ask past Noah if we should get started.
Let's do this.
Okay, well.
All right. Yeah, let's do this then.
That was the perfect one to get.
That's fantastic.
I predict you'll be seeing a few more of those throughout the show. I said to the guys in our pre-show meeting, which was me clicking them on for about 2 seconds and going, hey, I said, yeah, stay for as long as you can, but if you have to go, because I've got enough of you to fill in for the rest of the episode. So it's going to be some sweet action. So we've got some friends that have sent in video clips. We have got plenty of email ones, and we've got a cast of people already queuing up in the StreamYard. I always forget what this platform's called. And that link is just in the show notes on YouTube. So I thought, you know, there's two sides that I watch in Star Wars YouTube. It's you guys, the scoopers. Love my right. Kessel Run Radio. You're always trying to dig up the next trailer, who's going to appear in it, how many seconds of new footage there'll be. And then there's, at the other end, Star Wars Explained. And by the other end, I mean they more often than not get things right. So it's great. So I thought it would be fitting to have both ends of the spectrum. Corey, you are making new clips as we speak now.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. You guys are on live, and we've got Molly and Alex from Star Wars Explained. They will kick off the prediction tournament, and then we've got Sean, we've got Dominic Jones. He's waiting to talk to us live, which I'm very excited about. But let's go over to Molly and Alex and see what is up. There they are.
The mustache is insane. It's so good, Alex.
It's not just the mustache. It's the short hair on the sides as well. Like, he's looking like he's bit swoop bikerish going on these days.
Right, yes, exactly.
All right, you guys give me a heads up if you can't hear this at any time, but it should be set up that the sound does come through. Let us set off. Let us open the prediction tournament. Oh wow, is that a motorbike in the background?
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Oh, did you hear that? Yeah.
Oh man, is that Alex?
He's pulling up right now.
Perfect timing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's let's check their predictions.
What's up, Steel? Here are our wild Mandalorian season 2 predictions. I'm gonna guess that Mon Mothma will.
I do have to point out, I've watched this one. I try not to watch any of them because I like to be surprised. But I put these ones up as early sizzle. Watch how Alex always says wild prediction because he wants to clarify. He doesn't want to lose his cred in the YouTube community. So it's always wild prediction.
The wild, it's wild. It's probably not going to happen. You know, it's just it's wild.
It's wild. It's like Gem in the Hologram. That's a modern reference. Corey has no idea. You didn't follow Barbie collecting in the 1980s, Corey? It was great. It was a great time.
No, I wasn't alive then.
Okay, let's go.
Who was really? Season 2 predictions. I'm going to guess that Mon Mothma will show up in like a speech, like a hologram, hollow message to the galaxy or something. I'm going with this just because we've heard that Genevieve O'Reilly would be in the Cassian project. So maybe that could be like a little tie-in, a little bit of corporate synergy that if she's filming for Cassian anyway, maybe we just like have her do a quick little like speech to the New Republic as well.
Sure. My guess is Rancor Keeper Malakili.
I do like that because
that'd be awesome.
The rumors of Cobb Vanth are true. Malakili should technically be in that same little city, Freetown.
Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think there's a chance for that. But there you go. Those are our wild predictions.
See? Wild!
Wild.
Get over it, buddy. It's going to go to something. Oh, no, don't go to answer a question, YouTube. Don't do that. it's gone to the Mandalorian Season 2, Everything You Need to Know by Star Wars Explained. Bloody algorithm. I got to tell you.
I wish it would work like that for us.
Yeah, man.
Now videos get recommended for people who watch our stuff is like just random, not our videos.
The Mon Mothma thing, I think because they haven't started recording that yet, I would not be holding out hope.
Yeah.
But Malakili
is
a good one.
Yeah.
Because in the Aftermath book, as they pointed out, what's that guy's name? Card Voss or whatever?
Cobb Vanth.
Cobb Vanth.
don't know.
Card Boss. Card Boss. That's a cool name.
Probably the name.
Yeah. Dude, that's it. That's how we say it in Australia at our fancy party. Oh, Card Boss. He's such a card. Because that's how Australians talk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, he runs this town, and Malakili, it's quite a harrowing tale. He's like left without direction after the Rancor dies, and he finds friendship at what was it called? Junktown or
Freetown.
Freetown.
Are you even a Star Wars fan, bro? Like, come on. Come on, man. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't read the book either. I just know that from stuff Alex says.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, can we just get on with it?
Let's do this.
Okay, thanks.
That's funny. That's funny.
All right. Let's go.
I really enjoy that.
Let's do it.
Nothing I love more.
Malakili would rule, says Michael Nip. That's awesome. Nice. I love that. All right, go ahead. Nice.
Let's bring on to the stream. First in the queue, we have got Sean H. How you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
I am delightful. I am delightful. What do you got for us? What do you got for us?
I don't know if mine's much of a prediction, but it's maybe wishful thinking. I'm thinking somebody is going to be very upset that Toro got killed, and maybe even...
Yeah, anyway. I guess that's another one of those classic Steel Wars technical faults.
Oh man, poor guy. He just wanted to talk. I was interested to hear what he had to say.
All right. Well, yeah,
bring him in here.
Bring him back.
No, I'm back.
All right. What do you got? Just tread. Like, wait up. I'm just gonna. Just to make sure you don't get out of line, let's just bring the big man out here. He's watching you.
No, I'm on his side. I think
he didn't say anything bad, really. He just said like someone's gonna be mad that he got killed. Like, and he didn't say
no, they want happy. Revenge.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe his dad, maybe bring Bobby in.
Or okay, maybe so you're pro Toro.
Yeah, I'm Team Toro for sure.
Yeah, okay. So you think that all this Toro hate's gone on
long enough.
Like I do.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm hoping maybe a twin brother is in the universe and is going to come back and be very upset.
No, a clone. Toru.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Toru,
really.
Sign me up.
That was the kids Toro and Toru.
So,
yeah. Some serious issues.
Hey, buddy, don't. Are you a Star Wars fan? Have you read your Heir to the Empire? Come on, buddy.
I don't think.
So your prediction, just to classify Sean, is someone will seek revenge for Toro Calican's death.
Yeah. Yeah. A twin brother would be the best possibility. Or a clone.
Okay. Or a podcaster?
That too. Maybe. Okay. Steel, if you're in the show, then I don't think any of us are going to win. But
oh my gosh. Yeah. Steel's in the show. Be the best kept secret in Hollywood right there.
Cheers, Sean. Where can the good people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Ice Planet Hoff, and also I stream on Twitch building Star Wars models.
All right, nice. And thanks for rocking the Chicago sports reference sticker in the background. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice. That was a shock to you. I snuck into your house and stuck it there last night. So,
yeah, I'm pretty surprised. Thanks for the free sticker. Appreciate it.
So sorry about that. It's like you got the call and it's like he's streaming from inside the house.
Thank you. Appreciate it, everybody.
All right. Cheers, Sean. Take care.
Man. Later, man.
All righty. So, it's good to have a an early Toro prediction. I dare say there might be a couple. There might be a couple. Let's head to friendly Canada. Star Wars Underworld, Dominic Jones, our boy.
What's up, Dom?
How you doing, Dom?
Hey, guys. It's so great to be here. It's nice to see all of you.
It's nice to see you.
Absolutely good to see you, man.
What do you got for us, buddy?
So I'm getting distracted by all the comments that keep popping up here. They're fantastic. Here's my prediction for season two, and I'll couch it the same way Alex did and say it's a wild prediction.
As all these guys trying to come off legitimate, it's pathetic.
Yeah, right. So, you know, obviously one of the big rumors for season two is that Temuera Morrison's coming back to play Boba Fett in the new season, and you know, very excited to see that happen. I love that character, and I love the fact that they're bringing in a guy from the prequels to play that part. But here's my prediction: is I think there's a little twist on it. I think we will see Boba, but we will never actually see him in the armor. And what we're going to get is basically the retirement of the Boba Fett character, and have his sort of place in the story and in popular culture as sort of the man with no name, bounty hunter in the Mandalorian armor, be replaced by Din Djarin the Mandalorian, and potentially Timothy Olyphant as Cobb Vanth.
Ooh, that would hurt Hawes Burkhart.
I know. It would hurt me too. I don't necessarily want this to happen. I just think it would be an interesting twist on expectations.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea. I mean, I like the idea.
That'd be brutal.
I think a lot of people would be upset about that, though, because they've been, you know,
about Boba
Fett, so.
I would like that, though. That kind of goes, you have a theory. This is not anything. This is a theory that Corey has.
Is it a wild theory?
this is a wild theory. Corey had that Cobb Vanth is holding Boba captive.
Yeah, I think Cobb Vanth is holding Boba captive.
Because Boba's like, hey, man, you have my armor. What's up with that? And then he's like,
I don't know about necessarily retiring Boba Fett, because I feel like...
I think there's a series on the way for series one Boba on the way Fett.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you bring in real life, like the production of like how many close calls we've had to Boba Fett, like getting stuff coming out... I feel like veering close to him again and then going the other way.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Like I'd be like, I would legitimately be calling Hawes like concerned.
Right.
Like I wouldn't be calling him to see how he liked the episode. I'd be reaching out. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
So it's possible, but that's why I always said he had to be in it, because to have those two sound effects at the end of Mandalorian Chapter 5, The Gunslinger, starring Jake Cannavale's Toro Calcan, to have those two sound effects, oh, Corey, more clips, busy day tomorrow, to have those two sound effects to hint to him and not come through with that, like, that's just a dick move.
Regardless of if Boba shows up, it gets in the armor or not, whether I'm right or wrong, my other sort of theory, this is more of a theory than a prediction, is that when either Boba is that when Cobb Vanth shows up, he will show up first, and he will show up in the armor, and everybody will think it's Boba Fett, and then he'll, you know, take the helmet off, and there's old Timothy Olyphant saying, oh no, I'm a different guy, and just, you know,
does this Timothy guy, could he pass as Santa Claus?
He looks more like that guy on Endor than Temuera Morrison does.
Ah, okay, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's all connected. It's all connected.
Oh.
All right. Interesting. Dom, have you got time to hang out for a little bit, or are you gonna go?
Yeah, sure. I can hang out for a bit.
All right.
Yay.
Nice. Do you guys have predictions, Corey and Noah?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why I came on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Mine's
all right,
pretty basic, right. though.
That sounded so rude. No.
All right. Corey, you go first, Corey.
Please.
Well,
please. I want to see Ahsoka.
Oh, my gosh. Poor. Sorry, headphone users, I can tell.
Sorry.
It's loud, but...
Please! Please!
Yeah, that was the most, like...
No, here's my favorite part about this, not to go off topic. So we were on, before y'all watched that reaction, we're on the show, we're on Steel's show talking about it, and we're like, oh yeah, we didn't think Ahsoka was going to be in it anyway, like, you know, whatever, like, but then right after that, they see you going, please, please, give this us Ahsoka.
Hey, there's a difference between wanting to see Ahsoka and thinking she'll actually be in it.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, that's facts. But, well, okay, what's your, you have a prediction?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry,
Steel, this is my show now. Go ahead, Corey. How
can this is professional. Go for it.
Yeah, well, so I think, with Tamora Morrison coming back, you know, they're going to utilize him in different roles. I don't think it'll just be Boba Fett. So my prediction going in, because I feel like this is a pretty, pretty safe bet as something they could do, is I do think we'll see, with Ahsoka, we'll see Captain Rex and Commander Wolf in season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Yeah. And Commander Wolf, remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. yeah, that's a cool one. That's a cool one, right?
I like it. Yeah.
I would like that a lot.
I just want you to know.
I'd like that too.
I'm crossing the ticker. The ticker has deemed both your predictions as scoops. So
great. It's not a scoop, Reddit.
It comes Reddit. Yeah. They were on Steel Wars show, and
they said Commander Wolf is going to be in it. Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Noah?
My prediction is I think that by the end of season 2, they will tease an appearance of Luke Skywalker. I think Luke Skywalker coming to the end of the show is inevitable. They're gonna look. Here's the thing, and I'm sorry, but you know we all love Ahsoka, right? And she's gonna be in season 2, but there's another Jedi out there who's more powerful, and Ahsoka knows that, and she's gonna be like, all right, well, I have this little baby. Who's the strongest Jedi in the galaxy? Let me go see him. You know, and that's when they cast Sebastian Stan as Luke Skywalker.
Ooh. Confirmed scoop today.
Oh, definitely. Wild theory.
Dude, I am praying that I get to use the ticker. Please, ticker. Please. So just to clarify, you think it's Luke Skywalker back. You're saying Sebastian Stan because I do have some like they did try some de-aging at Lucasfilm that got leaked to me and this is the mat of it that's the de-aged Mark Hamill.
Well, that looks fantastic.
That's exactly how he'd look on screen, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. My fake rumor about the Mandalorian is that he secretly, while filming his little adventures Marvel TV show, he did a quick little Luke Skywalker.
Exactly. That's what we're not saying we're going to see Luke, but I think season 2 might end with like Din Djarin and Ahsoka saying we have to go find Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, I think that's a very safe.
And then Disney era property of them trying to find Luke Skywalker. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling a story. You're telling a story in this era, and that involves Jedi. How do you not at least allude to Luke?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, especially because at this point there are like the stories of Luke Skywalker going around.
Yeah.
People are now aware that the Jedi are a thing again, and for Ahsoka not even to mention Luke would shock me. I feel like she obviously knows who Luke is. There's no doubt they've had adventures already together. So it would make sense for Ahsoka to probably leave by talking about Luke.
I agree. And it'd be kind of a weird thing, right? If they're looking for Jedi and then the only Jedi that they just like, oh, well, we got somebody who's kind of a Jedi. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So
Ahsoka's not a Jedi.
She's not technically a Jedi anymore. Force user. She can use Force, but like she's not a Jedi, and the only real Jedi out there is Luke Skywalker. You know, and then maybe, just maybe, Baby Yoda becomes Luke's Padawan at the village with Kylo Ren. And
it's not right. It's really dark.
You know, we all know what happened next. So, rest in peace, Baby Yoda. You know?
Well, unfortunately, there's some Marvel Star Wars comics that don't have Baby Yoda in it.
They didn't have to put Baby Yoda in it. You know what I mean? They can just
he's small. Like he could have been in the background.
Maybe he was maybe under. Yeah, maybe he was off with Din at the time. Maybe Din would like pick him up for a little, like, you know,
like a weekend.
Get him out of school early. You know what I mean? They'd go
take him out to Disneyland.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He went to took him to like Space Disney's Earth Edge, where you go and you get to pretend you're at a mall and you go to Baskin and Robbins and you experience all what it's like to live in Earth, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah,
it works both ways.
Absolutely.
All right. So your thing is he just will be mentioned, Noah.
Yeah, I don't think he'll physically be in season two. I think he'll be mentioned, and I think by the end, kind of like at the end of season one, where they're like, we got to take Baby Yoda back to his own kind. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, we got to go find Luke Skywalker. And then season three will have us all, you know, even more excited.
Can I add something, Steel?
In this, when he does appear, is there any chance there'll be the scene where, like, he ignites the green, but he also really needs to go to the toilet? Do you think that scene might... Okay,
I'd love that. I think it's a strong possibility for sure.
I'm getting a lot of big leaks sent to me these days. So, all right, let's go to Kieran Dodrell on the stream. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, bud? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, all good.
All right, this is communication. Let us.
That's the internet.
It's like a Wikipedia here. What would your Mandalorian season two prediction be, Kieran?
So my prediction is that when the Mando meets Ahsoka, she will tell him about former Grandmaster of the Jedi Council, Yoda.
Mm.
And the idea behind that is once she tells him the last guy of this species, he was the most powerful, and I think that will bring some weight to realization of what Din is doing.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It brings a bit of weight to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Love it. All right, let's go to... do you want to hang out for a little bit, Kieran? We'll wait till we get another person in the square, and they'll bump you out. Like it's going to be like a real brutal break. Brady Bunch opening.
It's no problem, but I'm in the middle of work, so I was just taking
a
second. On the job, I'm talking about Yoda, man. That's awesome.
That is podcasting dedication.
I've got a scoop. Kieran's now jobless, so very exciting.
Well, I'm making sure to cut off the logo of my imperialistic company at the moment, so I hope that happens.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
All right, guys, go on. Thanks, dude. Guys, I'll probably see you on the Hyper Chat during the week, okay? Have a good show.
All right. See you, boys.
I'll be sure to donate to your GoFundMe.
Oh, that was funny.
Has there ever been a live firing on a Star Wars podcast? Is that something we could have made happen right then and there?
Man, that's some
we almost had it stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our buddy Jacob's Quest. He's got a sweet prequel related prediction.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, Steel? It's Jacob's Quest here, and my prediction for Mandalorian Season 2 is that Dr. Pershing will return. And near the end of the season, he will be fatally wounded. And in his final, last dying moments, he will look at the Mandalorian and he'll say, "Look for Kamino." And then he'll die. Ooh. And then that will send the Mandalorian off to go find Kamino for season 3. All right. Bye.
What's up, Steel? Here are.
Get out of there.
He gets second.
Wild. I like that a little. That does mean Yoda's a clone, or maybe they just want to clone him, baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that could go either way. But that's
I think there's a good chance Kamino comes into play at some point. I don't think they would take the time to break that guy.
The Kamino logo
on his shoulder or whatever it is. Yeah. I think at some point, maybe this season, who knows? I mean, we've seen nothing from the season because they haven't showed us anything at all. So maybe they go to Kamino, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we
what have they done to us?
Yeah.
I love it.
You can just hear the bitterness dripping in Noah's voice there. Just nothing. Zilch.
I felt like Corey was sort of laughing a bit during it, but it was sort of like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, kind of. It was. Let's. I've got it on tape. Here we go. Very disturbing. Very disturbing.
All work and no trailer makes Corey a dull boy.
That's right.
Please.
This is how it feels to be me.
Seen that before?
Yep.
Steel, I don't think we need any more predictions for tonight. I think you just play those clips over and over again, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
All right, let's go to I'll try to get in the order of what people sent it as well, so I don't miss any. This one is an email from Alex Birch Hawkins, and he says, "Hey, Steel. Oh, this is good. My prediction for Mando season 2 is that Mando and the child will end up traveling to Dagobah at some point on the hunt for little Yoju's own kind. Maybe they'll come across the tree Yoda lived in and the Dark Side cave. Or maybe that's even where they find Ahsoka." Oh, see, he's going off into the maybes. So I feel like I'm going to do him a favor and just say Dagobah. Let's just settle off at Dagobah, because this is the key to the predictions. You want to like get it far enough that that no one else guesses it, but it also comes true.
Yeah.
And if you go too far, then you might out predict yourself.
I don't think that anyone really cares about Dagobah except strong force users like Yoda. I think that's the reason he went there.
Was exiled.
But also is because that planet is extremely strong on the force. But I don't think anyone. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I just feel like.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they would.
Yeah,
really need to go.
What would lead them there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but out of universe, Dagobah is a big deal to Star Wars fans, and especially to original trilogy Star Wars fans. And you look at the OT nostalgia that was just coursing through the veins of season one.
Right.
John Favreau seems like the kind of guy who would go, "Oh yeah, I want to do something on Dagobah. Let's go to Dagobah."
I can see that.
And he would set something there, and then Filoni would come in and be like, "I did all this stuff on Clone Wars there. Maybe we can incorporate that too."
They tell me the Dave Filoni left. Yeah. That's kind of Dagobah. Yeah, that's kind of Dagobah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a creepy laugh.
That's good.
What about this? They go to Dagobah, right? Which is a big callback. But then there's the ghosts of Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Ponda Barba.
Sure, why not?
Corey is puzzled at that. All right, let's go to one more email one.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. I got it now. That's funny. I like that.
Please.
Hope Dustin says, that Ahsoka and Din fall in love and Ahsoka Lorian is the new Reylo.
All right.
Okay.
No, I mean,
sure.
Can you imagine how insane that would be?
Does Ahsoka fall in love with him because of the helmet? Or
does she get to see him take it off?
Yeah.
You said that so provocatively.
She didn't take it off. You know?
Yeah. What, Harry? You want the Darksaber? Yeah. All right. Have you made any predictions? Yeah. Okay. Apparently he's made predictions. So
bring him up here to ask for his predictions.
All right, here we go. Do you want to come on the internet?
You want to come on the internet?
There we are. Look at the Dom.
Look at the little Moff Gideon.
Hey, Harry.
And there's Noah. And there's he's a Star Wars insider. Look, he's inside Star Wars. Look at him right there.
Always inside Star Wars.
And there's little Scoopy Uncle Corey. Look at him. Hey? What's going on?
My guy right there, the Darksaber. Heck yeah.
All
right, let's bring on while I deal with my little Mandalorian here, Josh from Star Wars Spelled Out. How you doing, buddy?
Hey guys, how's it going? It's the perfect time of the day here in Melbourne, nap time. So it gave me a chance to just jump on and say hi. How's everyone doing? Hey Harry, looking good. He's his father's son.
Yes. All right, I'll you guys just talk for a second. I'll just be a father for a
minute. All right. Yes. Yeah,
Steel will be back in about 45 minutes then, probably. As someone who has kids, that'll be the last we see of him for a while. But how's it going, guys? I've tuned on, so I'm sorry if I've missed some wacky predictions already.
No, you missed
some interesting ones.
Some funny
sure.
things.
You just missed one that said that Din and Ahsoka will become the new Reylo.
Yes.
So,
season two.
What are the... what was it called? The Ahsoka Lorian?
Ahsoka Lorian.
Don't you want it to be like one of those kind of like Jim and Pam thing that just goes on for seasons and seasons and seasons, not like season yes. 8 until they get together?
Yeah.
I was going to say Sam and Diane, but I know you guys don't know who that is. So I
have no idea.
I use a modern
Jim and Pam is perfect.
Yeah. It was, I get that.
Yeah. Although you pick a modern sitcom, but it's one that's been off the air for, 7 years now? So we're still a little bit behind in the references.
Jake and Amy, maybe? Or
there we go. Yeah.
They got together quite quick, though.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is.
Jake, who? What, Jim and Pam?
Jake and Amy.
Oh, Jake and Amy. Is that New Girl? I don't know.
That's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. Oh, I thought.
It's Andy Samberg, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I've always seen like.
Josh, do you have a good prediction?
What? Andy Samberg prediction? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You leave for 5 seconds. You're talking about Brooklyn
I think what happened was we discovered a new podcast, which is Noah Explains Sitcoms to Corey.
honestly, Noah's
not derailed the whole thing.
It's it's part of the Noah Explains Things to Corey network.
We might need that, honestly, because the last couple of days you've been telling me some things.
Explain some things. I had to explain I had to explain to him what calamari was the other day.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
And what did you say,
Corey?
What did you say, Corey?
I don't know.
I always answer the damn question.
I'm trying to have a conversation. That's why
here.
I don't say anything. I know I will already answer for me. So...
No, but
I like that Noah and Corey's online life is exactly how their home life is.
Exactly.
Well.
Like, no, there's no
exactly
difference.
What's going on in the kitchen, you know, making dinner and stuff.
Yeah, basically it's pretty one-on-one.
Well, the thing is, I order calamari and I go, he tries it. He's enjoying it. He's like, this is good. Yeah, it's good. He had that horseradish on it. And then I go, producer, he's with us. He goes, you know what that is? And Corey goes, no, that's squid. And he goes, squid. And then he doesn't eat another bite, even though he liked it. He just didn't like how it was from the ocean. I was like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Justice for Akbar.
Exactly.
For straws.
It looks. What was that one? What even was that, Steve? That just was a random clip. We didn't even say anything, really.
He did. He said he was grasping for straws, but he made it like a little calamari gesture. I was just like.
This is the calamari
gesture. This is the calamari gesture. Yes.
When people eat, they go, that was the first.
Ah, Corey, do you want anything but calamari tonight for dinner?
Please.
I'll be right back.
All right, Josh, what do you got for us, buddy?
My prediction is a blatant Lion King reference in season two.
Are you going to state which reference?
I don't know if it'll be the thing like that, but almost like a line or something like a callback. I don't know. I just want my daughter's just got really into Lion King, so we watched both the Lion Kings, the OG and the Favreau, and it's very prominent in my mind. And I just feel like he's going to drop something in this. So I think that, or I don't know if I have two predictions or a George Lucas.
No. One prediction.
Right. Why not? I'll stick with that.
Listen, Josh, you're a veteran of these prediction shows. You know the rules, buddy. Don't count. Oh, I just didn't know.
I've been following the rules for 7 or 8 months at the moment. So, you know what? It's time to break a few rules around here. It's time to get loose.
Sorry, buddy. I feel like John
Favreau himself will insert himself to the episode like, you know, someone's trying to talk to me and be like, yeah, but actually, I don't know if you know this, but I worked on The Lion King as he did in the Mandalorian gallery. I'm pretty sure we're going to see a full CGI Kurosawa at some point. I am just waiting for that to happen.
I just want to point out the brilliance of Josh's prediction, because it's just vague enough that anything can be a Lion King prediction. Anything can be a Lion King connection. You can go, oh yeah, that scene there where somebody kind of held the thing up. Yeah, that's a Lion King connection. That's and then he'll win the Darksaber. And
I just can't wait to be Jin. The Jin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's good. I don't know. Have you guys seen the new Lion King?
I love it. Yeah.
It's a cover version. It's like if Lady Gaga covered the Beatles. It's like a very flashy thing done by a very talented person. But all the best bits are just the bits from the original that you remember, like the bits that get you the most. But it was very impressive, eh? I've been hammering on that analogy for a while.
Noah, what did you think about them just like redoing all the shots?
Seen that before?
Yep.
Okay. It's amazing how some of these fit. All right, Lion King reference. Let's go to Sam Carey via email. Hey, Steel, my prediction for Mandalorian Season 2 is that Greef Karga will die this season. And I think he will be killed by Moff Gideon.
Which episode is Carl Weathers directing? Does he get to direct his own death scene?
Ooh. This is going to be Rocky 3 all over again. Brutal. And Predator. And everything he's ever in, I think. He ends up dying.
Happy Gilmore.
So, yeah, that's no good. Sam Carey, who's he's in the chat. This is like multiple levels of Sam. So, interesting. Elijah Neal. We don't normally take predictions this way, but this comment is worth registering. Wild prediction: Brie Larson will replace every cast member and will even take over directing of all 8 episodes.
It's actually something we've heard. She's actually the president of Lucasfilm, president of Disney. She's directing all anything Star Wars related, and
she's the president.
Yeah, she does everything. Yeah.
All right, and Kyle Delaney's true fanning me on the Rocky franchise. He dies in Rocky IV. He dies, bro. You didn't have to throw in the
on,
bro.
Come on.
Oh, that's just vinegar in my eye. Jesus. And Sam Carey's just thrown out a Toro watch for no reason. But, all right, so we've done Jacob's quest. Oh, okay. Aunt Vesuvi, who is such a great supporter of our YouTube channel, she always leaves a little comment that brightens my day each and every. So thanks. She says, oh, wow. I don't know this reference. An alien played by Shur or a Shur impersonator will be killed by falling into a hay baler. Oh God, it's a zoo around here. Huh? Oh, okay. He's wait, we're searching for Baby Yoda. I think he's in the kitchen. We've got one of those little animatronic Baby Yodas, and Harry won't go to sleep without little Yoju.
You got to buy a second one, like, right now, just in case.
Yeah, always have that replacement.
Always have the backup, just in case.
Yeah.
Are you searching for Yoju?
I like that season two is basically playing out in the background of Steele's house right now.
It is. That's amazing. Little Harry.
Which episode is Carl Weathers directing? Oh, yeah. Do we actually know?
No. We only so far we only know the episodes that everyone's writing, but not directing. Yeah.
And isn't Favreau directing the premiere? Or yes. Is that mm-hmm. wrong? Okay. So that's
yeah. Favreau's directing the premiere, and then I think Dave's directing the finale.
Oh, he's directing the finale. He's not directing the one you wrote.
I don't believe so.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So that'll be exciting.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting because if they bring in Ahsoka, I'm sure. Yeah.
I just assumed Ahsoka could be in the Filoni episode.
Yeah, me too.
Unless she comes out early and she hangs around.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like Filoni, with the one he's written, she's got to be in it. You know, it seems like the most likely scenario.
Yeah, it feels like he would more want to write the character than direct it.
Yeah.
Because if he writes it, then he can make sure the voice is consistent. And he's also, you know, executive producer. So he can show up on set that day and kind of still be in charge and kind of be hovering over whoever is directing that episode's shoulder to make sure that they're getting it right. So I think he would go for writing that over.
Makes sense that Ahsoka might not turn up till the end episode if it's like if they're looking for Jedi, that you save that as the last thing that you do in the end of the season. And then
unless they pull out Luke Skywalker then, and he's the real Jedi.
Has anybody predicted that? I've thought of that a few times. We've talking back of the head double or de-aged Hamill or
I want to see Sebastian Stan do it. I think that'd be awesome.
Now, does anyone get that Cher reference?
No.
Okay, anyone in the chat that gets, I know less about Cher than the Rocky franchise, apparently. So,
Cher the singer?
Yeah, it's just the singer. Yeah. I think they're just memeing Cher, honestly. I think that's
kind of okay. Weird. Well, if I could turn back time, I would learn more. All right, let's go to our buddy over on this clip. It is, get in there. There he is. It's a Raj.
Hey. Oh,
handsome devil.
From the Sith list. Let's go. He's at the start.
Hey, Steele and all you hyper chatters. This is a Raj from the Sith list.
The production values on this is amazing.
Season 2 prediction. Now, being at some of the prediction shows, I know how specific you guys can get. Well, my prediction is we're going to see Sabine Wren. But not only are we going to see her, we're going to be introduced to her while she's putting up a crazy-looking set piece like this. Well, not this specific one because I got this from Google, but a really cool-looking one. And she's going to be putting up some graffiti, and that's how we're going to see her. So that is my prediction. We're going to see Sabine Wren, and the first time we see her, she's going to be putting up graffiti. All right, over and out.
What's up, Steele?
How old would Sabine be in Mandalorian?
Probably 20-something.
Maybe early 30s. Maybe.
No, definitely 20s.
Really?
Still because in Rebels, she's like 16. So.
Is she 16 in Rebels?
Yeah.
Right. I always assumed she was older than...
Yeah, I always figured she was like 20 in Rebels.
A few people couldn't hear... Araj in that, but he said that his prediction is we see Sabine, and the first time we see her, she's doing graffiti.
Okay.
So, hey, Legion says at the end of Rebels, she's 20.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, but do you mean at the end of Rebels or at the end of...
I mean by Mandalorian. Like, if she turns up in Mandalorian, how old would she be?
Oh, no. I mean, does Legion mean... at the end of the Rebels, like before Star Wars or after Return of the Jedi?
I think she means at the end of the series Rebels.
Yeah.
And then and she's
no, but they, yeah, but they show like the end of Rebels. It's after
yeah, Return and of the
Jedi. We don't know when that is though. That
should be like 22 probably at the very at the epilogue.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because okay, so well, then because
Empire... yeah, yeah. Corey saw it at the club. Corey saw it at the club.
But she would be like 30 something.
No, because no, she'd be like 27, 28.
All right. Sam says Sabine will be exactly 30 years old.
In 91.
That's okay to be tagging still at 30.
Yeah. Why not?
Do what you love.
Yeah.
Dom, can you answer this question in the chat? Where is Ben Hart with Noe?
I think he's actually recording a podcast right now. I think he's recording his Intergalactic Peace Coalition podcast. And I think
no plugs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where Ben Hart, the Star Wars guy, is.
That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Michael Nip. Oh, this is a good one. He's actually in the chat and he says, if Steel can skate, Sabine can tag. Yeah, well.
I hope Sabine's a little better at tagging than Steel. Steel is a skill.
Yeah. Some sweet Sabine outtakes.
Do we have that clip?
That's the clip you need up, Steel. Where's that's the clip?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, like we have something.
Please. No. All right, Michael Nip's prediction is this one's pretty good. Michael Biehn, is that how you say his name? Biehn? Biehn. Michael Biehn's character will help Mando and Baby Yoda escape from a droid out to kill them. Now, Corey is befuddled by why I think that's cool. He stars in the first Terminator film.
Yes.
And he saves Sarah Connor from a robot called the Terminator.
Sure yeah, does. I know.
You better not do the same thing he does to Sarah Connor, though, in The Mandalorian.
What? Make a baby?
Yeah. I was trying to keep it PG.
Okay, great. Ah, and then Graham Butler says, a re-reprogrammed IG-11. That's
Steel.
Yes, Corey.
Would you like to hear producer's theory for Mandalorian?
Producer Graham.
He calls you Graham, dude. I don't know. What do you have? Do you have a theory?
Do you have a prediction?
No. Well, just hear, like I was the one in your ear. You just want to say it.
Okay. Dog.
All right. Go here.
Get in here. You big.
I I firmly believe that, Mando will die, and Ahsoka will be the new Mando, and she'll be the new Mando going forward. Because, I just don't have a theory, and I think that's just the funniest one I could come up with.
And Corey would be the happiest man on earth if it's Ahsoka is now a Jedi Mandalorian.
That'd be nice.
And now it's the
Please.
Thank you, producer.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, man.
Cheers, Graham. Take it easy, mate.
Told you, Graham. I think it's so funny.
Graham, it's correct. Graham. Like Craig and Craig.
The Brian Tice from Chicago says, here is my prediction for Mando Season 2.
Done.
Boys.
Sorry, someone in the comments called you Don. Because we have this bit where we call each other names that aren't our names. Like earlier, Garrett was calling me Porter all day, and I thought it was the funniest thing. And so somebody said Don. I don't know. I'm sorry. We're holding up the show. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, let's just settle down. Corey, get the laughing out of your system. Okay, good.
This is not even my laugh. That's you.
No, that's me laughing, by the way. No, that's not Corey.
You should stop treating him like a puppet.
This is the strangest like classroom I've ever been in, where like the teacher keeps playing clips making fun of the class, and there's still the two guys in the back of the room giggling the whole time.
That's Corey and I for sure.
Yeah. And Josh and I are just here like, hey, can we, you know,
just
talk about...
We want to learn about fractions, and we're just waiting for our turn.
I should point out that if anyone wants to, in the chat is very lively. If anyone wants to StreamYard in, the link is in the comments. But let's go. Brian Tease from Chicago has got a compelling prediction. Grief Karga will sell out the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will, to Moff Gideon. But by the end of the season, we will have found out that it was a planned out move to double cross Moff Gideon. I have spoken, Brian.
That's the same thing that happened in the season one finale will happen in season two.
Not really, because I have a feeling that everyone would be in on it. So, like, Mando would be aware of what Grief Karga is doing. I think that's what he's insinuating.
Yeah. By the way, who sent in that prediction?
Brian Tease.
Brian, I'm just teasing. It's a good.
No, you're not. You think it's stupid. Everybody knows. Everyone knows Dom.
It's like that. The one part of me that's becoming American kicked in for a little while, and then my innate Canadianness was like, "No, I just have to apologize right away. I'm so sorry, eh?"
Moff Gideon's not falling for that, is he? He doesn't trust anybody.
Is Moff Gideon in this season?
We wouldn't know. Yeah, I don't think we'd know.
Wait till the trailer.
They don't show him in any trailers or anything.
No, they showed. I mean, they showed reused.
No. You know what they did? You know, guys. That's right. They showed the season one footage, but they put a blue filter.
Yeah. Right. So they want you to know that it's not from season.
Right. They want you to know. Stupid.
Michael Nitt brings up a good point. Corey, have you seen the original Terminator?
I've seen the one with Emilia Clarke.
All right. The original, the first two, like there's a huge.
I've seen the second movie.
Oh, okay, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah, that's where they have. No, I have seen the first one because it's super cheesy with like the really bad makeup. Sorry.
Producer,
you're not wrong.
That's all we had.
Excuse me, guys.
Wow. Jeez. Corey. All right, let's go to Angelo James in the email. His prediction. What are you doing, Corey?
Corey, control yourself. We're trying to hear Mando reactions.
He's got a hot Tinder match. He's just got a reply right now.
Yeah,
Corey, scary. Put your phone away or still take 21 it.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Corey, is your phone out?
I don't know.
As I said that I hadn't seen Terminator, this was the image of producer looking.
Is producer glaring over the couch. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we were saying. So.
Wow. God, Jeff seems annoyed.
For anybody that's not watching the video version, Noah just literally did a spit take.
He called him Jeff. That's so good. All right. He called him Morton. All right. Everyone stop with the names. Let's get back to the...
All right. Let's settle down.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Everybody listen to Neil and let's get back to things.
All right. Angelo says, this is a good prediction. Corey, listen up.
I'm listening. I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry.
He says as he puts his phone away.
The coordinates of Ilum are given to the Mando by Hondo Anaka.
Ooh.
Hondo.
Hondo. Oh.
And they go into it. Reason, in season 5, episode 7, A Test of Strength, Ahsoka and the Jedi younglings are attacked by Hondo and his crew shortly after completing the rite of passage on Ilum. Are you following this show, Noah?
I don't know what people are talking about.
assuming the pirates collected data from the computers or any other info from the ship the Jedi were on, they would have found the coordinates in the nav computer. They were looking for kyber crystals at the time, so why not get the info to go get them themselves? But unable to commune with the Force, everything looks like ice. Any attempt to find any ends in failure. He still knows the coordinates too, though. That is some deep phoning. That's some heavy stuff.
Will they just get the Galaxy's Edge Hondo, like the animatronic one, and just use him?
Ah, oh, he's good. He's
really
is
good.
He good? I've only seen the picture, but
he's amazing.
This is all he does the whole time, though.
He does move very fluidly.
He does. It's good. It's really good. It's great. Yeah.
It's
the dream come true, really.
I got my Hondo and Naka Black series yesterday. We can go 25 kilometers from our house instead of 5 kilometers from our house. So I went up to your old hood, Steel, to South Yarra. Big
How
W.
How dare you?
Picked up my Hondo. And
oh, my God. Is Big Black W series. Got figures?
Yeah, that's one of the only places you can get it from. Them and Zing are pretty much the only place that have Black series now.
Good times.
So, yeah, good times.
Kyle Delaney. I don't know if this is exactly Noah's one or not. Noah can clarify. He says, here is my prediction for season 2. The name Luke Skywalker will be said during one of the episodes this season.
Yeah, that was...
Well, I mean, it's a little more vague than mine, but it's... Yeah, I think he's...
Just specify to me, Noah, how it differs.
Well, because I think they will be actually, it'll set up a mission to go find. They're not just going to be Luke Skywalker was this guy once. They're going to be like, Luke Skywalker, we need to go find him.
All right.
And season 3 will be starring Sebastian Stan as Luke Skywalker.
All right. I'm glad you clarified. So now we've got either one can come in. I'm excited for either. If they say the name Luke Skywalker on an episode of The Mandalorian, I will out spit take.
I will freak out. I will freak out.
It will be.
I need that. I need that so bad.
All right, let's go to Kieran Dodrell. Emailed in. Hi, Steel. Kieran Dodrell here. My prediction is Din Djarin will be told about former Jedi Master Yoda by Ahsoka when she sees the child. Have we had that one already?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Kieran, yes. If you're in the chat, buddy, he often is. You've got to get in a separate one because, you know, like Noah, you have the final word on this.
Seen that shot before.
Okay. Excellent. All right, this is exciting. Let's go over to the screen share because we've got all our favorites. He's here just for us from the Blue Harvest podcast.
Hey.
Horsberger. I don't know if he's going to get a a cease and desist letter from Hello Greedo or not, but we'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Make sure, let me know if you can't hear this, boys, and I'll turn it up for everyone on the chat.
Hey, buddy. It's Halls from Blue Harvest, and I thought I'd stop by real quick and give you my Mandalorian Season 2 prediction. I'm not great at these. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days now, trying to come up with something. This is what I got. My prediction for season 2 of The Mandalorian is that we will be led to believe, at least for a little while, that Boba Fett is in fact dead, that he died in the Sarlacc pit. And I think they'll turn this around at the end of an episode, maybe to line up with season 1. It'll be at the end of season 5. This year. So sort of carrying on the tradition of Boba Fett teases at the end of an episode. But I think the tease will be we will hear an audio cameo from Temuera Morrison as Boba Fett. Therefore, like, confirming, yes, Boba Fett is alive, and then sort of stretching out the reveal of seeing Boba Fett again till like season three or something like that. So there you go, buddy. That's my prediction. I kind of hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. Just trying to swing for the fences here. So, wait. Okay.
Here we go.
Last minute prediction. Okay. Bo-Katan, she'll show up, but only in a flashback. Only flashback four. She'll have the Darksaber. It's going to get taken from her.
Okay, so I did not see that. So there's two predictions for you, buddy. Two for one. Jackpot. Well, thanks for asking me to come on and give you my prediction, buddy. And can't wait to see what everybody else has to say.
I can't believe Jesse didn't do the jump scare then.
Ah, tremendous. The Bo-Katan thing, being in a flashback, Corey, how do you feel about such a prediction?
I can't say.
Yeah. No, we don't want to touch on that right now.
Ooh, it sizzles.
Get the scoop ticker going.
We already had this. Here's what we will take this however you like. We reported like last week that there is talks for a Cara Dune.
Oh, wait. I just have to put Corey's scoop beanie on. Just wait there. Okay, there we go.
There is more than talks, I should say. There is a series in the works that stars Cara Dune and Bo-Katan. So, you know what I'm saying? A flashback would be, yeah, it wouldn't make much sense, for that. So, but, you know, we're not saying anything.
Well, there's another video clip meme there right there for you.
That one was too easy almost.
Oh, my God.
Like a hostage situation, I believe, then. Like, blink twice if you're safe, Corey.
That's right.
Can you hold up today's newspaper just to confirm?
Apparently Kieran had called in before. That's why we'd heard that the one before. So I in the heat of stream, I can't keep track of all this. I'm losing it. Hawes was doing his, and because I'd listened to it before, I was like, wait, have I heard this one before on this show? And it's like, no, it was just earlier in my day. Hey Pete. Hey Charlie. What's going on, everyone?
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Charlie.
Tom Chance. He's already King here. Tom?
Imperial Senate charity feed tonight, too. That Charlie and the good kids at Imperial Senate are doing their charity feed show. Excited.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight there, but tomorrow. Tomorrow at noon Central Time is what it's starting. Right. Noon Central Time?
Yeah.
I think I'm wrong.
5 a.m. Australia time. That's a new time.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say Brendan Wayne just liked one of my tweets.
I don't know what he's talking about. Josh made me reconsider what time of the day it was. I'm like,
yeah, same. I was like, wait, what day is it?
I just transported Steel back to Melbourne and quickly, like, Ratatouille. It just went zhook into his head.
Okay, yes.
I like that prediction from Hawes, the Boba Fett one, to just get a bit of Temuera Morrison, a bit of cook the man some eggs, off screen sort of thing.
Thank you, Charlie, for clarifying. I thought I was wrong, but 12, yeah.
All right, so that's, I guess, 10 a.m. in L.A.
Yes, that is a Star Wars jumper. Someone's asking in the chat.
That's it. No plugs. No plugs.
StarWarsSpellsOut.com.
it's pathetic. Corey, what do you think?
Grasping for straws.
It looks
exactly.
I don't even remember what I was saying to that.
I have no idea. That's the thing. Steel goes, I don't know what video is this even from.
I don't
like,
know.
But Steel goes back and like reminds me of things that I don't even remember happening in these clips that he gets. I don't understand where he even finds them. I don't know. It's crazy.
That's the best plug for your channel. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he finds these clips. I'm talking Star Wars somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Right.
All right. Jean Marie, who is across the stars on Twitter, Anakin and his angel on Instagram. She's an absolute champ. And in LA, so she's one of the people I miss like bumping into at all these little Star Wars events. She says, thanks so much for asking me to participate. I was going to do a video, but it totally slipped my mind. So here we go. Whoa. I'm going to say something wild. Baby Yoda is in fact Baby Yoda.
She's saying he's a clone of the actual Yoda.
Or are we talking time travel here?
I'm hopping Yoda.
The Yoju between worlds. But it could be it could be a clone. That
would be kind of a trip finding out that Baby Yoda is actually Baby Yoda. You know, because we've just been calling it Baby Yoda, but that'd be interesting. That's really cool.
I feel like that. What's the reasoning for doing that and then losing him? Like, you got to be kind of stupid to lose him.
Well, did they? Well,
someone's done it.
Well, you know what? My favorite part of this, because, you know, this theory's, you know, been out there before. My favorite thought is how, so we saw a theory a while back saying Palpatine cloned Baby Yoda. And he was the one who did that. But my favorite thing is, like, thinking about how Palpatine got the DNA. Mm-hmm. And I just picture in their episode 3 fight, at one point, he was just like,
well, he's already born.
He grabbed his hair. No,
he's born. He's born on the same year as Anakin Skywalker.
So Darth Plagueis did it.
Could be, as he was watching from a window.
That's that collider scoop right there. Darth Plagueis did it. Boom.
They just got a black light out, getting some Yoda DNA, and he's like it's CSI.
Exactly.
Well, he had all those little CGI hairs on top of his head, so maybe one of them could
pick up and.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Palpatine is just like, as Yoda had his back turned once, he was like, I just want to do it perfect. All right.
I'll have you know that Noah's really ripping up
his hair. Really right pulling out his hair.
He's not pulling his punches.
Hey, real sets, practical effects.
We've been here, but we don't know this story.
See, everything's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's
really.
Changed, but everything's changed.
I mean, everything's changed, but nothing's changed. That's the way you want it to be, really.
It's about family, and that's what makes it so powerful.
Yeah, right. I just can't wait to see what it's going to be like in the cinema.
Seen that shot before.
All right, let's go over to the Mandalorian Watch podcast. They who I've been jiggling around my I'm gonna guess and things keep happening, so I'm very sorry. Let's hope things go far better for your prediction.
Hey, Steel, this is Alex from the Mandalorian Watch, and I'm going to start off with my co-host, Mac Lacey's theory, and he believes that if we're going to meet Bo-Katan this season, it's going to be when the Mandalorian is captured and he's taken to some sort of prison facility, maybe one that Moff Gideon has, and it's going to be there that he will meet Bo-Katan, and he will not be wearing his helmet.
Oh.
Now, my theory goes in a bit of a different direction. We know that we're going back to Tatooine this season, and in fact, both in the trailer and in promotional shots, we have seen a Tusken Raider riding a Bantha. Now, that Tusken Raider is none other than Toro Calican.
Oh!
When the pit droids were taking his body out to be dumped, he suddenly woke up from his injuries and realized that he wasn't dead. In fact, the Mandalorian only grazed him, and on that cold Tatooine night, he knew what he must do. Eventually, after wandering the desert sands, he saw a gleam ahead, and he followed it, and when he caught up, he saw his binoculars hanging off that same Tusken Raider that the Mandalorian gave his binoculars to. And it's there that Toro kills the Tusken Raider, takes his identity, and he is patiently biding his time until he can have his revenge on Din Djarin. How's that for a jury?
There you go. You can have it. Have it. I'm trying to get it in the camera.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Hawes, bring some sense back, please. Thank you.
Is it Alex from Mandalorian Watch? So, yeah. Alex, Mandalorian Watch. I've actually, I like the show. I've listened to the Mandalorian Watch before, and I just want you to know that you actually just killed your chances of ever, you know, coming on the Customized Transmissions in any form. just we don't deal with that over here. We don't do that sort of stuff. Just letting you know.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. Back in.
What? So I know she was. What does that mean?
Steel, stop.
Busted online.
Garth has a wife and kids, and you're messaging.
Hey,
his
Garth,
wife. How dare you, Garth?
Was that you messaging her as well before Corey on your phone as well? Is it like a? You know...
Yeah,
Steel, everyone's texting Garth's wife.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's just texting. Hang on, just give me one sec. I'll just.
Get on it.
Oh. They're onto us. Just
that's
Josh, you got a bail. So as soon as Toro got next to you in the studio, you've got to go.
It's making me feel very less handsome. So I'm just going to jump off. But thanks for having me, guys. Great to talk to you guys. And
good see you, Josh.
Hope everybody gets
good to see you, Josh.
Yes, sir.
See you guys.
Absolutely.
Bye, Josh.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Get that Toro out of here, Steel. We're not doing that. We're not messing with that right now.
All right. Right there. Right there.
All right.
We'll get Yoji. Yo, there you go.
Steel. There we go. That's fine. That works. That works for me.
All right. Nice.
I just want to say I really liked that first prediction. I'll just throwing that one out there. I thought that's a cool idea. To meet Bo-Katan in Moff Gideon's prison. Just want to throw that out there. I like that one.
All right. This is Sam Carey. It's got some new film titles.
All right,
coming
on that note, I'll be right back.
All right. Let's go to another video one, and let's go to Becca Benjamin from Tarkin's Top Shelf.
Hey, Steel. And hey, everyone, this is Becca Benjamin from the Pitiful Little Band Podcast Network, co-host of Tarkin's Top Shelf and Kanata's Castle. So Steel asked for me to come on and share my prediction for The Mandalorian Season 2. So let's have some fun. Let's say when The Mandalorian does return the child to his kind, we don't just see his kind. No, we see, I don't know, little ETs running around, kind of, you know, crossing the streams and joining two franchises. When you see E.T. go trick-or-treating as a ghost in the E.T. movie, and what does he see? Yoda. And he says, home, home, home. So there you go. There's my prediction for the season 2 of The Mandalorian. May the Force be with you. And remember, this is the way.
Thank you, Becca. I love the E.T. Yoda crossover.
Yeah.
Corey, are you familiar with the film E.T.?
Yes, I have seen E.T.
Okay, all right. What's it about?
I don't know.
Okay. excellent. So, okay. Someone said they couldn't hear that one. Becca's prediction was when they get to multiple Yojus or Yodas, there will also be E.T.s there. She was, okay. Someone's saying they couldn't hear the sound. All right. I'll make sure that works for the next one because you guys could hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very strange. That is very strange. We've got a spare window. If someone wants to call in with a prediction. Okay. Graham Butler says he sent in a video that I haven't checked out yet, and also states that I might want to trim it, which is always a good thing to go straight into. But we will once I download this bad boy. That's going to take 2 seconds. So I will go back. Where have you gone, everyone?
You know what I think is interesting is Steel.
Thank you, Corey.
The question is, is No One Die really here? Or is this just a recording?
Ooh. This is getting meta. If you thought Yoda and E.T. was meta, this is just taking a turn.
All right, let's test it. Hey, all right, I've heard definitely that Toro Calican will be in like 7 of the 8 episodes. What do you think about Corey? Okay. There we go.
You saw it on the internet. It must be true. Corey is pro 7 of 8 episodes, Toro Calican.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. I'm trying to get Graham's video up here. I believe I might have won the battle. All right. Let's see if we can tuck on over. Remove screen share. No, stop it. Stop it. Come on. Stop it. And we'll go to Chrome tab. Which one is his? Win. Ah, there we go. Bang. I'll just make sure I've screen share. Win. Share audio. All right, this should work. Let's go to Graham. Oh my God, it's almost 3 minutes. So we'll see how we go. This better be a very extensive prediction.
This latest bit of news is probably jumping the gun a bit, but the fact that Lucasfilm have not allowed it out to critics for the first episode of season 2. Makes me think that something important is going to happen in that first episode. Someone known is going to turn up. Now, a lot of people are going to jump at Ahsoka or Boba Fett. I think it's going to be Ming-Na Wen's character, because although we've seen photos of her, you know, those of us who keep up with this kind of thing have seen photos of her, we know she's going to be back in the season. The general public was left for dead. So at the end,
people are saying they can't hear it, so I'll switch it off. But on the chat. I don't know. The chat,
it's a little low, but I think you know, you can still get the gist.
All right, Noah, tell us what Graham said then.
He thinks that, in the first episode, since they've been kind of shady with their trailers, they're not giving us anything to make content about. He thinks that in the first episode, there's going to be one of these big, you know, rumored characters or characters from last season that may be dead. He thinks Ming-Na Wen, her character is, I always forget, what's her name?
Finnick Shand.
Not so fast, Finnick. Yeah, that Finnick Shand will be in the first episode. I like that theory a lot. I do. I enjoy the theory. I think it's cool. And I actually have an opinion about who may show up in the first episode, but that's my own theory. And when Steele asks me for that theory, I will give that theory.
Corey, what do you think about Graham's theory?
I don't think that's accurate, but I mean, that's definitely a nice shot.
All right, good, because we've got Graham right here to defend himself.
I thought I'd better phone in because that volume was terrible. Yeah, I was just saying that because we know various characters are rumored to turn up and all this kind of stuff, I don't think it's going to, we're not going to see Boba Fett. I really don't think that's going to happen. It's too on the nose. It's too fan service. It's going to be someone like we've had in the series thus far, that because they're only just, they're not allowing critics to see that first episode before air. There's something that's going to happen in the very first episode. And I think that's going to be Wen's character.
Yeah.
That was, everyone assumed was left for dead. Beyond that, this happened later on when I basically 3 minutes of me just talking to myself, basically. And, yeah, so you didn't really miss much. Beyond that, I think Sabine is going to be the main character that's going to turn up because of the Darksaber. I don't see anyone else. Maybe Ahsoka in the shadows, but that's about as far as it goes.
I think you're spot on with somebody being in the first episode, but personally, I think the character will be Bo-Katan. I think Bo-Katan will show up in the first episode. I think that's why they even put in that little TV spot, you know, Dan saying, if I could find other Mandalorians, they could show me my way or whatever. So, like, I think,
whoa, we're going to get a copyright strike for that.
That's fair. Yeah, when he did say, I need to find more Mandalorians, I think that's where Bo-Katan.
So I think the first episode is him going to be finding Bo-Katan. And she's going to be like, I know. And he's going to be like, hey, this, all right, I won't do the voice.
Here's one. What if Bo-Katan became the armorer?
Yeah, that's very possible.
That is interesting.
I remember that being like a massive theory.
That's a nice theory. I like that a lot, actually.
That doesn't work out actress-wise, because we know who the armorer is.
You can always just switch through.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they would just get Katie Sackhoff to.
But we also know who was in the suit. We know Brendan Wayne was in the suit. We hear Pasco's Pablo's voice.
But but Emily Swallow and Katie Sackhoff don't really sound alike.
Yeah, well, yeah, because Bo does. Emily Swallow.
Bo has an American accent.
The
armorer is British.
Yeah.
Not to rain on the parade, but that's
a fair point. I've heard Katie Bridges' accent in Flash, I think it was, and it's not good.
It is not.
Sorry, Casey, if you're watching.
What about the theory that much like Star Wars Insider Noah Van Outlaw, that Din Djar Djarin has not seen the Clone Wars either, and then when he finally does a watch back, he's like, hey, why you got your helmet off all the time? This is
That's one of my favorite bits is like, if Sabine was in this season or Bo, and they just take their helmets off, he's gonna have like an aneurysm. He's gonna be like, oh, what are y'all doing? What is going on here? Why are y'all doing this? I want to see that so bad because actually,
this is the way.
That actually might play into maybe Din having his helmet off more because they're gonna be like, no, if you're a Mandalorian, it's in your heart, not in your helmet. He's gonna be like, oh, cool. Let me take this off. So now, hey, I'm Pedro Pascal. Nice to meet you. You know what I mean? I think that might be how it works out.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think that's the if you're bringing in these other Mandos, I think there's a story purpose for it. And one thing they kept hammering home in season one was that Mandalorian is a creed. It's more than just, you know, it's more than where you're born. It's the rules and lifestyle you abide by. And, you know, I think you can extend that to say it's more than just a suit of armor. What it actually means to be a Mandalorian,
and you know that Favreau's going to want to put that heavy suit on again.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Din taking his mask off all the time would be like more shocking than Corey taking his beanie off.
Where's your beanie?
You get it for me.
Where's the Baby Yoda beanie? You have a new beanie. He has a new beanie now, guys. The episode 9 beanie has been retired.
No, I used it yesterday.
What?
Wait, Corey, bob down a little bit. Bob down, Corey.
You did the Luke Skywalker getting the green lightsaber from on the Sarlacc pit right just now. Like it just came in your hand. Like you have it.
Now that's a full pair of pants. And I don't mean in a good way either.
Speaking of Corey reaching out for lightsabers, there's this bad boy as well.
What the fuck? That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, Steel. Please get that off the screen right now. Please, please. Take it off.
It was from my theory that it was him on the Hasbro box art. So, look. It's a spinning image. It's him. It's him.
You have something you can tell me? Are you modeling for Hasbro right now?
I would never.
You would never. Yeah, with those damn Christmas toys. Ah, darn them.
The Christmas toys are fun.
You're wrong, Tom.
I will stake my I don't know, reputation.
They're so much fun.
So much fun.
Corey is playing Ahsoka Tano, confirmed. Dave Filoni was like tired of him pestering him all these years about Ahsoka Tano. So he's like, just play the damn character then. And so he came in and Corey played Ahsoka Tano.
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Hey,
Corey, do you find it very annoying when you keep asking yourself for autographs?
Every morning he goes up to the bathroom mirror going, hey, I'm a big fan. Can you sign this real quick?
Hey, I never went into the bathroom.
Oh, so what other mirror do you
have? He's like,
hey, the mirror is covered with Sharpies.
Hey, me. Ahsoka's meant so much to us. Really? Can I get your autograph again?
For the 90th time, please just sign this other. It's not going on eBay, I promise.
Well, no, he has to keep doing it because he signs it in, like, you know, when you get out of the shower, the mirror is all fogged up. So he signs it in the mirror and then it just disappears the next day.
Away.
And so he's like, oh, I need a new one. All right.
Yeah, but you over-trace it. You overdo it with Sharpie or whatever. Yeah. Not that I've ever done that or anything.
Brittany Brown wants your autograph.
Thank you. I want her.
I would love a Brittany Brown.
Brittany's the best.
Exactly.
That's true.
Let's go to Lauren Romo, who is an absolute champ that we all hang out with on Twitter. And she's gone to the Star Wars Explained Alex school of trying to disassociate yourself with all this. All right, here is a wild prediction. And she capitalized it as well. It's just like, all right. Last episode of the season, Moff Gideon has the child somewhere. Din and Bo-Katan are fighting him, but with little success. Oh, this is a whole scene. Moff is wielding the Darksaber with precision. All of a sudden, we see a hooded figure enter from the waist down, and we see a lightsaber ignite.
Just the one?
Just one lightsaber.
Shot pans to the face of this mystery person. The character brings their head up.
Corey, are you okay right now? Mm. You doing okay?
Yes.
All right, good.
And it, of course, is. No, sorry, Lauren. I don't. She's gonna block me.
Okay, like, yeah, the lightsaber would be. Oh my god! I don't think Steel would be able to talk ever again. Honestly, if Toro showed up and he was a Jedi.
All right, the character brings their head up. It's Ahsoka. And season two ends on that.
It has to be. If it's going to end on that, it has to be too late.
Are you crying?
No.
Oh, I thought Corey was shedding a tear. What? Do you know what he just said?
No.
Okay, let me refresh in your memory.
Okay.
So, Din mm-hmm. and Bo-Katan. I believe is far. They're fighting Moff Gideon, right?
Okay.
So here's Moff Gideon. Here's Din Djarin and Bo-Katan. They're fighting him. Mm-hmm. They're kind of getting, you know, they're
getting
asking.
Shit on. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so then, out of nowhere, a shot specifically from the waist down.
So as they said,
it's a Ahsoka Tano lightsaber. It's Toro Calican. No,
huh?
No. It's Ahsoka Tano. They pan up. We see the head tails and all. And it's Ahsoka Tano, and she starts fighting Moff Gideon, I presume.
Very much like that, yes.
Yeah, that'd be...
Were you drawing stick figures?
I was,
was actually drawing me.
I put a demonstration down.
Little animation here on the table.
No, but I think that'd be... Also, one of my other predictions I was going to throw out there, but I thought it might be kind of too basic, was I think Moff Gideon is Force-sensitive, So I think, because that's the only way that he that's the only way he can use that dark saber. Well, I mean,
Giancarlo Esposito basically.
Yeah, Giancarlo Esposito has kind of hinted that he's Force sensitive. I think we're building up to an Ahsoka Tano versus Moff Gideon fight. I think we might find out Moff Gideon was a former Inquisitor or something along those lines.
Yeah,
and we might have a Moff Gideon slash Ahsoka fight.
That's got to have some kind of major reveal about his past. Like you said, the Inquisitor maybe, because she bested Maul. Someone's got to be really, really bloody good. So, yeah, for her to be able to, you know, have any kind of contest.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I think you're right. They really have to. Well, because we've said this before. It's like if Moff Gideon can even slightly like make it a competition with Ahsoka, he has to be pretty damn powerful.
This is why I think Sabine is going to be the key to the Darksaber in this series. She's gone through a training with what's his face? Help me out. Freddie Prinze.
Kanan.
Thank you, Kanan. Yeah. Brain fart there. She went through the training with that and got used to the whole weight or lack of weight and all that kind of stuff with regards to the saber. But she's Ahsoka's she was a Jedi, so she's gonna clearly beat anyone who's not practiced in it. Do you know what I'm getting at? I think Sabine would be a more cinematic or tense,
interesting fight. Yeah,
tense right. kind of conflict. But yeah. between her and Gideon,
I think it's definitely
Ahsoka should essentially kick his ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Like the second he had the Darksaber, people were talking about Ahsoka maybe fighting Moff Gideon, and it's like before there was any thought of him being a Force sensitive, you know, being or person. Mm-hmm. It's like he would last maximum 6 seconds with Ahsoka. Yeah. Exactly. Like she like you said, she beat Maul. Like Maul is no, you know, he's
well. Maul was also totally off his A game because of, you know, his vision.
But he was still Darth Maul. Still trained as a Sith. So it's like they're
she would destroy Moff Gideon.
Yeah,
unless Moff Gideon is revealed to
unless
be like
he's like
a dyad in the Force.
Unless he's a former Inquisitor.
No more dyads.
A dyad in the Force. I'm down for it. Let's go, Diaz.
I feel like Gideon. He sort of said he's pretty good with the Darksaber. He's let that slip on the in a few interviews. So, I know someone said, because Sean Hoffman says he has the Darksaber in his possession, but doesn't mean he's skilled at using it. He may have just needed it to get out of his busted tie.
Well, that's what, but like it's you not, said, Steele, yeah, he's been saying in interviews, like, he's using it a lot to fight, like, with, like...
He's broken them. Which means he's fighting.
He's broken them, and so it seems like he might be...
Sorry if you said that. I was uploading a video.
No, we did, Sean brings up a good point, but Giancarlo... Also, I have to say, Charlie has a hilarious... Charlie Ashby... I just hope we see more of Moff Gideon reading data bank entries. This is an e-web.
Moff Gideon and his e-Kindle.
Moff Gideon is the editor-in-chief of StarWars.com.
This is an e-web canon.
Moff Gideon's getting scripted by Dan Brooks.
You can only trust e-Wikipedia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Someone wants to know, Kyle would like to know, Graham, what time is it for you, buddy?
It is 4:15 now that the clocks have gone back an hour.
4:15 in the morning?
Correct.
That's dedication right there.
That's awesome.
That's beer. That's beer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's great.
Well, that and that one's empty, but that was a Moscow Mule or three.
I like that. Noah's about to say, "Oh, what a dedicated Star Wars fan," and Graham's just like, "Ah!"
I'm right there with you.
I have, despite my accent, I'm Scottish. I have a reputation to live up to. Yeah.
And Kieran can vouch for the late night. So
Kieran's at work right now, right? Kieran, does that mean Kieran's at work at 4:30 in the morning?
That's say it's a corporation enterprise destroyer. Yeah. So mm-hmm. It's makes sense.
To be fair, I did notice earlier that Steele was subtly sipping from a little stubby just off camera.
it's Red Stripe. It's
there we go. Yeah, I know this Jamaican beer. Yeah.
Yes. All right, let's go to John Hoey from the Resistance Broadcast, and a little weird windows come up. Bang! Make sure. I hope you guys can hear.
Hey, it's John Hoey from Star Wars Newsnet and the Resistance Broadcast. Steele, thanks for having me on this. My prediction for the Mandalorian season 2. I'm not sure how much of a reach this is, but I think Baby Yoda, the child, will speak, but I don't think it will be basic. I think he will speak in an alien tongue.
Oh.
Which will throw us off from expecting to hear a Yoda type of voice. And I think that's because Yoda's species' native tongue is not basic, and that's why Yoda speaks so difficultly in the original trilogy. Ooh. I think that's how they'll explain it. We'll hear Baby Yoda speak, but it will be an alien language. And that is my prediction for season 2. You can find me on the Resistance Broadcast every Monday and Thursday and the Mando Fan Show live 8:30 every Friday on youtube.com/StarWarsNewsNet videos and, of course, StarWarsNewsNet.com. Thanks a lot, Steele.
Guys, I can't tell you enough. No more plugs. No plugs. On the show. I just...
We don't care.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. When the boys come on from Kessel Run Radio on YouTube... YouTubing daily, they never do plugs. That's the good thing about it.
No, but seriously though, John has a great show over there at Star Wars Newsnet. So go check it out.
I don't know. Like I'm a fan of John's, but I just think that like plugging stuff, it's just a bit tacky. All right,
the worst.
It's just like I don't like. Go on about my new Yodi Hawk or the reissue of the Yub Nub t-shirt. They're available now. And I certainly wouldn't belittle myself to talk about the My War or the Exegol for Lovers. And I definitely wouldn't bring up that all four of them are available now. You can get the links at steelwars.com. I just wouldn't do it. Do you know what I mean? Because
we also want to say that if you go to tpublic.com/krtransmissions, you can get your own Kessel Run Transmissions shirt. We would never say that anything like that either, Steele, on your show. It just seems really disrespectful, KR Transmissions on tpublic.com.
It's disrespectful not to me and my show, but to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we all are.
Absolutely. I feel so smug right now. I have nothing to promote.
Dom thinks otherwise.
Yeah, definitely don't go check out the Star Wars Underworld SWU on Twitter and all that good stuff and their podcast. Yeah. That just totally isn't even.
Why would you do that? And why would you listen to Radio Razorcrest every Monday following episodes of The Mandalorian, breaking those episodes down in depth? Yeah. Why would
I'm still sorry, Steele. I'm so sorry. You're dealing with this immaturity.
Sam Carey, one of our listeners, dedicated, is so upset that he'd like everyone to know you can console him at Sam_Carey on Twitter, okay?
You can definitely catch us, you know, every Friday on our Mandalorian Season 2 reactions starting next week.
And our roundtable as
well. We also have theory videos, reaction videos, and we're also doing, you know, another channel coming up here very soon. Mm. So just stay tuned for that. You can follow us at KR Transmissions on Twitter, as well as Kessel Run Transmissions on Instagram. You can follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can follow me at Outlaw Noah and on Instagram at The Outlaw Noah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, when's the next episode of the Fantastic Force Center on with Ken Napsok and Joseph Scrimshaw and Jennifer Lander? I forget. It's an amazing episode.
They've got to at least come on to you're disrespecting it for them. You've got to get... And listen, Chansky, I don't know when this week's Sith list is out, okay?
Definitely, no. Tom, it's disrespectful. Definitely don't go check out the great podcast, The Sith List, with all those amazing folks over there. Over the Sith.
Sounds like syphilis every time someone says that.
If it sounds like it, you should see how it feels.
burning.
Yeah. Ooh. But that is... John's prediction. It's very interesting. I love the explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Yoda talks like that, because it's not his like first language.
I think we have a
grammatical structure is different. Yeah.
Mm.
I think we have a front runner for the Darksaber right here.
Yeah, that's a
quality prediction where it's very specific.
But it
also leaves him a lot of room for a lot of wiggle room. But at the same time, it would be really cool and it's really interesting. It's not something I ever thought of. So I think our front runner right here is John.
Thanks, Brittany.
I do too. But the thing is about it, about Yoda speaking a native tongue is like, okay, he hasn't been around his native tongue. So if he already knows it, why is he not already speaking it? You know what I mean? So unless he goes back to his home planet, which is something that Din is obviously trying to do, and then he gets there, then he can maybe, you know, key into what they're talking, you know, their language. But it wouldn't make sense if he was just like talking in that language and they were like, well, why haven't you been doing this the whole time? You know what I mean?
A whole planet of Yodas, that's really, really
cool. I think we're going to see it. That's the craziest part. I think we are going to see a planet of over, I think we're going to see a village of over 100 Yodas. Yeah.
What's all different colors?
Well, what if there's like a purple Yoda and a yellow Yoda? Oh, man. That'd
be awesome.
Oh,
man. Orange.
Collect them all. Collect them all.
Yeah, Disney marketing is just rubbing their hands together going,
I can't wait.
Here we go.
On Disney Plus, they've got the new Muppet Babies, right? It's awesome. Harry loves it. And I stepped out of the room for a couple of minutes, come back, and this blue Kermit's there. He is visiting. He was like a...
What?
Yeah, he was like a Kermit's cousin or something. And
does he talk about Kermit?
Yeah, they were good friends. They were good mates.
They're all good buddies. Okay.
Hey,
didn't they do that with Fraggle Rock from a day, though? So, you know, Uncle Traveling Matt and all that would send distant Fraggles back to Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock, yeah.
But, buddy, you're burying the lead. It's a blue Kermit.
Well, when you say blue, are you telling me he's swearing every 5 seconds?
Very amusing.
That I would watch.
Very amusing. Let's go to one Marvel fan who's quite often in the chat. I'm not sure if he's there
what's
now.
Up, man? One Marvel fan is always there supporting guests around transmissions, so I appreciate it.
He says, my prediction is we might see more bounty hunters, maybe Valance, who is from the comics.
Ooh. Valance?
Coming in, Valance?
You see that like super macho kind of robot-y guy?
I don't know. Marvel fan is in the chat, so hopefully he can...
What Marvel fan? Yeah, please let us know who exactly that is, because none of us...
Wait there. I'll get on the old Google.
The Wikipedia. Kyle Delaney says, no one drinking red wine or Ryan Coke. I think it would be the latter. Coke.
You'd be surprised what's on there.
This has been a mystery in the live chat all show, Noah.
Yeah,
so
people have been
wondering
what I've been drinking. This is.
Oh, this dude is. Oh, he's in Target. Okay, here we go. It feels like he's a character that's was in the Marvel comics and then they've brought him back. Wait there, I'll bring this up on stop screen share. Screen share. So he's this dude. Why won't that open? That is so annoying.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why would any of these quick.
The guy with the massive gun and the blue armor.
Yeah, and he's got half a face. Is oh, there's him with Dengar. That's
good. He's in the Vader comics. Is that what this is?
No, he's in like old vintage Star Wars comics from Marvel.
But then they brought him back. No, they brought him back.
There was an image of the Vader comic.
Oh, and Kieran says maybe he's Michael Biehn's character.
Oh, this is interesting.
Okay. There you go.
This is what this show is for, right here. Yeah.
Awesome. Sam Carey says he was an Imperial cadet in the Imperial Cadet comics, as well as the Target Vader and Bounty Hunters. And Charlie Aspy, he makes a reference that I don't think anyone in America will get. Is he related to Holly Valance? And if so.
No, I get that in the UK, yeah. I get that one.
And let's give a quick shout out to the algorithm there. It's doing its best. Make sure you've clicked whatever you got to click. Let's go to. We've got a Charlie Aspy prediction in audio form. God, I help
him. I have to mention that Charlie Aspy is one of the funniest people on this planet. See,
Charlie is just
like, I remember a video he sent in almost like 3 years ago. I don't think I've laughed that hard in my whole life. I wish I could find it.
You remember what it was?
I'll have to ask him about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I doubt he remembers. But... Tyler Delaney says, no way, that's just Coke. And it is not. I will. Yeah, you're right.
Just Coke.
What's Gary drinking?
Hey, Gary. Gary. Oh, you mean me, Gary, or is that Gary over there?
That Gary.
Gary, he wants to know what you're drinking.
Me?
You.
Yeah, you, Gary.
Just Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola with a little bit of Buffalo Trace. That's
no, we just Coke and water.
Coke and water, that's it. Well, what a mix.
Huh? Water. Water.
You want to get the aesthetic of being at a restaurant for 3 hours?
Yeah, are you sure you didn't mispronounce vodka?
Knowing Garrett, he would put vodka in Coke, that's for sure.
Dude, I just be worried that if I was Gary living with you two, I'd want to be drinking most of the time.
Well, that's what he does. That's what he does. He drinks all the time. Yeah, that's how it goes.
All right, let's look at
Steele's financials.
Yeah. See, the ones that are the most up is when I'm on the show.
Right.
This is Charlie's voice. Let's go.
I know. It just looked like financial. Oh, fuck it. It was a gag. It was a gag.
There is no place for comedy on this show. Trust me.
Yeah, I know. I've watched it.
All right. Let's go. This is intro.
Okay, Gavin.
Can't hear him still.
You can't hear him?
No.
Can't hear him.
Maybe because all your gooses are talking.
Honk.
Still don't hear him. Yeah.
All right. Right there.
Rustin should visit the Kessel Boys. I've told him. I texted him to come down.
Rusty should come down.
I've literally said, come down here to watch Mando with us or something.
Yes. Claire will be here next week. So
that's right. Yeah.
Eric's coming.
All right. Can you hear him now?
Hey, still. It's Charlie from the.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we hear him now.
Yeah. All right. Shh.
Hey, still. It's Charlie from the Imperial Senate podcast. Now, my prediction for The Mandalorian season 2 will be that we will see Kaminoan in some shape or form. Now, whether that is, I don't know, on a hologram, or one just shows up and, you know, is at a bar and is like, all right. I mean, either way, that is my prediction. If it's a photograph, it counts. So, you know.
If it's a photograph.
And hopefully Baby Yoda says a word.
All right.
To be fair, getting one down the neck in a bar wouldn't be tricky for Kim.
Oh, right.
Wah, wah.
I love it. I mean, I think it'd be awesome to see a Kamino
too.
I think that'd be just going to Kamino again would make me extremely happy.
Oh, I actually forgot. He sent me video. He sent me audio, then he sent me video. Wait there. I've got to find. Where did he go? I'll find the video later on. So stick around. I think he sent me a video as well. but I can't see it in here.
He's in the chat, by the way.
I'm aware who's in the chat. Listen.
Just saying.
Listen. Let's listen, Dr. 4AM. Just chill out, all right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's precisely 4AM.
Yeah. All right. This is from Jim Grote, who is often a chatter. He says, hi, Steel. I want to send in a prediction for tonight's show. I hope it's not too late. It's not. Here we go. At some point in the season, the name Yoda is said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll do the whole prediction. Because you got to pinpoint. You can't do dot points to a prediction. Anyway, at some point in the season, the name Yoda will be said. The character who says the name Yoda will point Mando in the direction of Yoda's last known location, Dagobah, for possible clues about where he, Yoda, and the child, Yoju, if you will, are from.
The dog likes it.
We have a winner. God, Jeff has got quite a bark, doesn't he?
called him Jeff. All right, guys. Hey, one second. I'll be right back. Keep going.
You said you have quite a bark, Jeff.
How small is that bladder? Yeah, anyway, Karen. Sorry.
Right. Jeff says, okay, Gavin.
All righty. Let's go to here we go. I've got a video one that I'll download. I'll put that up now. Carlos, my boy, boo. Oh boy, he is he's from, I don't know if you've heard about this Naboo segment on the Sith List, but it's a thing of beauty. All right. He says, I think Baby Yoda will kill someone with the Force in season 2.
Yeah. People forget he choked out Cara Dune for a moment there in episode 7.
Well, how would you react, Noah, if they did that?
What did they do to us?
Okay. So, not so positive, but I'm glad he's still there contributing to the show. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if I can get this video one. That could be very interesting. Moff Gideon might want him to kill someone.
Ooh,
yeah,
so, interesting.
So he wants to hire him. Yeah,
or Moff Gideon might underestimate him and wind up Baby Yoda's first victim.
Oh.
Well, you already said in the voiceover at the beginning of the trailer, didn't he? You think you know what you have, but you sorely misunderstand. So, there's something more going on than we know thus far.
Alrighty, we have got. I hate it when those ones. I'll have to upload it to YouTube. Wait there. Give me 2 seconds on this. The good thing is these videos are all very short, so you can upload them to YouTube very, very quickly.
Which is why my 3-minute nonsense was a complete waste of time.
Little did we know you'd be calling in a few minutes later, too.
Well, I knew it was coming. I knew what was going to happen, so fuck it.
Language, Graham, please.
I do apologize.
All righty. All righty. Let's just keep it chill at 4 a.m, you guys.
I can't believe I just got, as a Scotsman, I just got told off by an Australian for swearing.
Okay. That's, this one's taking a second. So I'll go to an email one. Andrew Jardine. Andrew Jardine, his prediction is, my prediction is that Luke Skywalker will give the Mandalorian his green lightsaber to protect the child with. So that's
who's that?
Andrew Jardine or Luke Skywalker.
I can't see that happening.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea, but I don't think it would.
All righty.
I mean, there's this whole concept of having to build, you know, part of the Jedi journey is building your own lightsaber and all that. I mean, it's not something you just give away.
Right, yeah.
Well, not with that attitude.
Again, I'm being told off by an Australian.
Yeah. Charlie right. says he tries to kill Ben with it.
Let's go. Brittany Brown, who's in the chat.
Uh-oh.
She says, hello. How are you? I hope you are doing well. I have a very specific prediction for you. I predict that the Jedi Force users want to eliminate Baby Yoda, the child, Yoju, if you will, I added that, because they are afraid of what power he possesses. Oh, I predict that Ahsoka Tano will eliminate Baby Yoda.
Wow.
He thinks Ahsoka's going to kill Baby Yoda?
That's a Brittany Brown exclusive.
Oh, Brittany Brown says it. Sorry. Yeah, Brittany's that.
Before we get to that part, we know why they want him, why they want the child. They would do experiments on him to figure out, what the Force was. That was why Herna Vortzog was, you know, had his little science mate who was doing tests on him. But then the whole Ahsoka thing, wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
I would never talk again.
Brittany, how dare you?
I would.
Hey, Steel, do we curse on the show or no?
No curse.
Apparently not. No curse.
Brittany.
What did they do to us?
How effing dare you?
Yeah.
Or even bring that up.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty disturbed right now.
Yeah, Brittany, please.
I'm pretty disturbed. I think that, you know, that felt like really not good.
Yeah, and I actually feel more. I feel sad now. Actually,
I feel like if they did that, I would.
Can you imagine Corey being a Corey Van Dyke, being a Ahsoka Tano super fan? Corey Van Dyke actually signed over 200 autographs. How would you feel? If Ahsoka Tano just pulled out her white lightsabers and just chopped right through Baby Yoda's head, how are you feeling about that?
You would not hear from me ever again.
Yeah, I wouldn't hear ever again.
No, because I won't talk. I'll see you. I would never talk. I'd have to take a vow of silence.
Right.
I just have this image of Corey sitting surrounded by Ahsoka merchandise and Ashley Eckstein autographs, and there's just like four candles lit, and that's all that's in the room with him, just silently staring at them.
I walk in his room, like, Corey, are you okay? He's like, please exit, please.
You just put a plate of food on the floor.
All right, listen.
No one Ashley's line. Yeah.
Now, I've started using Chrome as a browser, and it's got all these different plugins and stuff, which are really cool. One of them enables you to go 1 month into the future on YouTube. So I did it, and I've got your reaction to Brittany's prediction coming true.
Okay.
That's a vibe check.
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
It's a major vibe check.
Majorly.
You think this would get old, but it doesn't.
It never gets old at all. No, so you should keep doing these forever and ever. Then after every episode, you say, hey, guys, make sure you go check out Kessel Run Transmissions for all the...
Please!
Yes, please say that.
Brittany Brown, that is heartless.
Seriously, Brittany, please.
Dark.
That's kind of scares me. I'm a little intimidated now.
Yeah. All right. Brittany, what happens? I have some questions.
To be fair, do you think Yoda, or Bet the Child, would actually fall foul of a lightsaber coming at him?
No, he would be able to grab it, and then you'd realize you can't kill him at all.
Well, let's be honest here. If they ever had, maybe let's say in pre-production for, or while shooting season one, they had maybe an idea
that maybe we kill off Baby Yoda in season two. Do you, they would, after the reception of Baby Yoda in season one, they would make him, they would make him the main character for the rest of the series.
Yeah. Like, they're going to kill Din Djarin before they kill Baby Yoda.
Yeah, they would, Baby Yoda makes them so much money. Like,
I was about to say, the marketing is just, it says no.
I just have to say, still, I think there's a better chance of all of the Toro Calican predictions coming true than that one right there. Sorry, really? Brittany. Yeah. Sorry, Brittany.
that would make for just one hell of a Toro watch. What a bounty hunter. Yeah, Toro watch. Yeah. Handsome guy.
Toro watch.
What? Okay, producer just said, I actually like Toro now. What did you say? He says he's come to respect the character.
You are matching Ben Solo in the redemption stakes.
Yes. He said you're like Ben Solo in the redemption. You know, being redeemed.
Psych, it's one of the most poorly written characters in Star Wars.
Toro? Oh. I thought you were talking about Ben Solo, and I was about to have to come throw hands with you.
Oh, so you hate Toro?
Yeah, I was kidding.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely the worst.
Probably the absolute worst character in Star Wars history.
I'm coming for you, Graham. I'm coming.
You probably said I'm coming for you, Graham.
What did I do now?
Oh, there actually is a Graham here.
All right, Benny.
All right, Benny. He called you Benny.
I've usually done something, but this time I don't know what.
Thomason.
All right, who's this chap?
All right, wait there. Let's just I had to upload. I like those
figures.
This is our buddy Griffin Campbell, who always see in the chat, etc. I just got to make sure this one's got Sam.
He's gone.
So make sure this one works. Wang.
I'm gonna say it didn't work.
I guess not. Griffin, sorry for the wait.
Hey, chill out, guys. That's how dangerous this live streaming is. You click one wrong button. All right, let's go.
I'm starting to wonder who
will be doing well. My name is Green Milk Radio. My prediction for Mando season two is that Favreau's character from season one, Paz Vizsla, will make a surprise cameo in season two and save the day in one way or another. Cheers.
Ooh. That seems like a John Favreau thing to do.
I think he will be back.
Yeah. I'd be like, John, Paz Vizsla will show up and say, all right, just save the day. Now, I don't know if y'all know, but I directed Lion King and also John.
And this scene was inspiring.
And actually, while we were working on Lion King, we really honed the idea of the volume that we use for the Mandalorian,
which was of course inspired.
Dave Filoni, how did you feel about working on the Mandalorian season one?
It's awesome, man.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I directed Swingers. I was in Swingers and
Iron Man, Swingers is really good. Swingers is really good.
Vince Vaughn still on the reel. Vince Vaughn is probably a top three comedic actor of all time. I just have to throw it out there.
I think that line he's done it again.
Alrighty, we have got a Angry Squid has chipped in for a little super chat, and he's got a question. Calm it down, Corey. Do you think Mando will
you guys
still...
didn't see this I'm sorry Steel you guys didn't see this but it just spilled all over the carpet on his hands.
We saw it. Vince Vaughn was talking to me active all the time. Producer laughed. He thought it was funny, and it made me laugh. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Please go back to the super chat. That's actually extremely important.
How dare you disrespect the forum of the super chat?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Noah Van Outlaw, you have disappointed me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, right. if this is what it's like inside Star Wars, I don't want a bar of it. All right.
You don't want to be in here anyway, man. It's a hard life in here.
All right. So Angry Liquid has helped out with a super chat. Question, do you think Mando will still be bounty hunting in this season, or will he just be on the hunt for Baby Yoda's people? Let's go to Star Wars Insider, Noah Van Outlaw.
I will say, I think Mando, I think it'll be a kind of a thing where at the beginning of the season, Mando, it's going to be like a romantic comedy. So it's going to be like, you know, Mando's at the beginning of the season, he has his mission, he's going to go find Baby Yoda. He falls on hard times and goes, you know what, screw this, I'm just going to go back to bounty hunting. And he's going to go find a bounty or two, but he's going to be sad doing it. And then you know, and Grief Karga is going to come back and say, you got to do this, Mando. You know what I mean? He's like, you got to go find his people. Or maybe it's Ahsoka or Bo-Katan. And he's going to be like, all right, I'll get back into it. And then they go get it.
Go get it. Yeah, I think there'll be a side plot, like a side episode where he has to do something for a bit of.
No, but in all seriousness, I think he will have like a bounty or two that he goes just to get extra money. And he might run into like Boba Fett on that certain bounty.
Yeah, maybe it'll be one of those situations where he goes to take care of another bounty, and as he's hunting that bounty, something is revealed that puts him back on the main path.
It'd be a bit like the Magnificent Seven-esque situation in the last series. It's completely, you know, aside from the whole main story, but it's just something that happens.
But then it turns out not to be an aside because a character comes back. Yeah. Charlie Ashby's going to sleep, but he left us with this one comment. Vince Vaughn Insider, Noah Outlaw.
I like that more than Star Wars Insider, Noah Outlaw. Vince Vaughn, Dodgeball, Wedding Crashers, Swingers, Couples Retreat. I mean, he has so many hits.
Anyway.
We found Steele's breaking point.
Not a Vince Vaughn fan, huh, Steele?
Okay. Oh, no, but I just don't want to need his like IMDb read out to me. Dan Michael Brady says that Baby Yoda will puke Baby Groot style. So there's for any regurgitation fans out there. That's going on.
I mean, we've got burp jokes, fart jokes, poop jokes, all of those things already in Star Wars. All we're missing is a barf joke.
Hey, it's right. All connected. It's all connected. Ring theory.
Yeah.
Didn't someone throw up in Solo?
Yeah, I think that was in your cinema, mate.
I think the guy next to you threw up because of how bad the first 20 minutes are.
Edinburgh's a bit rough, but it's not that bad.
No, I think that Lady Proxima's voice is one of the worst things Star Wars has ever done. I think if she would have spoken in like some alien accent or alien, the fact she talks like my grandmother really upsets me. Yeah.
All right, let's go to an email from Sal Perales.
Yeah,
heard of him.
Big Sal.
All right. As they travel searching out the Jedi, Baby Yoda will become a beacon that will be able to find home on... Wait. As they travel searching out the Jedi, Baby Yoda will become a beacon that will be able to hone in on Force users through the Force and vice versa. Like a little baby Force radar, searching through an abandoned Jedi outpost, Mando and Yoju... Thank you, Sal. Thank you. Finally, I don't have to add that into someone's email, will be hunted by the last Inquisitor who was stranded there many years ago. As they search for Jedi, Skywalker will have begun his search as well. They will consistently miss each other as one enters the room as the other leaves.
A French farce. Yeah, you got
yes.
One.
Yeah. Love it, Sal. I love that.
Yeah. I love it. Great. All right. I think that's awesome.
Let's go to Matt Moll. He says, we will see a lost fleet of Star Destroyers and at the helm, Grand Admiral Thrawn.
All right.
That's a fair point, though. Yeah, Thrawn, it obviously disappeared into the outer reaches at the end of Rebels. I think he's going to come back in some form. Mm-hmm. So I don't see, out in terms of film, or TV show, rather than necessarily just comics or book.
What about a big prediction? He'll come back through a Timothy Zahn novel.
Well, no, that's it. Yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to happen. But I think he was such a success as a character in Rebels. I think he's going to have to come back somehow. And I think that's not a bad shout for Mandalorian.
All right, let's go to Colin McAvoy. This is interesting. How do you feel about this one, Corey? Rex will see Ahsoka for the first time since they were last together in Rebels.
Ooh. It's pretty, I don't think it's likely, but it's definitely an interesting theory. Oh, I apologize. I forgot that that Ahsoka was in like the World Between Worlds and then all that happened, right? Yeah, I'm sure they've like rekindled since, but that could be really interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
I just want to point out that there's a comment that says Noah is a man by Kyle Delaney, and I agree. I agree with that. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
I should add to the Thrawn thing that if Thrawn comes back, then Ezra kind of has to come back as well. So because that's kind of part and parcel of the same package.
Let's go to. Ooh, oh wait, I think Sam sent that one in before. Ah, oh, Matthew Thurman Turbo says my prediction is that. Ah, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, Noah, who's your mate next to you?
Oh, man. Is it Toro Watch, Best Bounty Hunter, Toro Watch, Very Handsome Guy? Toro Watch.
Turbo gives a Toro prediction. My prediction is that Toro Calican will be the Kenny of Star Wars. He'll be killed off every season and return the following season with no explanation.
You know what? Let me go. I'm going to say this right now. Steel, you're going to absolutely love this. I would be so down for that.
He's lost right now.
Because if Toro came back, and actually, every single season, Ed just died every season and came back. That'd actually be one of my favorite things Star Wars has ever done.
Love it. Someone was asking where to send the predictions into, and there's only a couple left, so the email address is down there. And once we get to the end, that's when the competition ends, you guys. We have got another Corey. Someone that's trying to take the role of Corey.
Wow. Send in your application.
You don't want to.
Yeah, please.
All right. This is from Corey Besmer. And Corey chimes in with, season 2 will end with a cliffhanger with Yoju, if you will, ending up in the hands of none other than Boba Fett himself.
Ooh. See, this is where I thought, yeah, this is where I thought one of the other ones was going. The one where Ahsoka came in to save the day at the end. I thought it was gonna the prediction was that it would end with Baby Yoda. I won't say the other one in the clutches of Moff Gideon, and that would be the end of the season.
Yeah,
that's like Corey's theory for a while. Corey's had a theory that season 2 would end with Moff Gideon having Baby Yoda. And
yeah,
it would be that cliffhanger.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he's going to get Yoju for some of the season at least. Because when they're sort of like, you know, they're breaking into that Imperial facility, and unless they're breaking out, what's his name? The blue gilly Star Trek dude?
Horatio Sands?
Yeah. Unless he's in there, but... God, if he's in the Imperial facility, God, he's had a bad run.
They also already did a breakout prison episode in season 1 anyway.
So. Well, they're breaking into something because it's in the trailer.
Yeah, like, I know. But okay. I meant the breakout of an individual to get them out. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
Watch.
Hey, Graham.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've seen Star Wars. But
I've seen a couple of things with Star and the title.
You saw the first one and you're like, hey, I loved it. The Death Star was awesome. but they could never top that. And they, so I'm not going to watch any other ones. That's, once the Death Star's gone.
That's about the size of it. Yeah, there was this, what was it, 531 cell? I can't remember. How are you?
We're all fine.
Yeah. All right. I can't remember. Let's go to Nick Smith's prediction. I predict at some point in the episode we will see the area riddled with graffiti and possibly the one with the fighting Gamorreans, and we will hear the original Jedi rocks from Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Jedi rocks? Which one is that?
Yub Nub.
Were they...
Yub Nub?
No,
Jedi Rocks is the one at the beginning where Snice Noodles comes out and sings her bit.
Oh, the
warnings.
That was from the remaster. Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Cut it all out.
That was a Steel. Please use that as a future clip.
That scene was terrible.
I just have to say this will get me kicked off the pod, I'm sure, but Jedi Rocks. Better than Lapty Neck.
All right, Steel, you know what to do. There you go.
There he goes. What's your bang? That's great. That's good stuff. Right?
Thank you for that rendition.
Sam's got all the words written out for you if you want to go along.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna do a Shatner in a minute.
All right, what about this one? Douglas Black, who often contributes to the show working his late night job. I think he's in Perth, Western Australia. G'day, mate. Greetings from back home in sunny Australia. My prediction is last season of season 2. Mando will be told. Please don't talk during the prediction. It's...
You said last season of season 2. I just said episode.
All right. There we go. My prediction is the last scene of season 2. Mando will be told the location of Luke Skywalker and go to find him to take Baby Yoda. I like it.
Luke Skywalker took Baby Yoda, that would be absolutely insane. Because then the question is, what do they do after that? You know, like what's going on? You know, because there's a pretty large gap. There's a large gap between we see Luke and Battlefront 2 and then the Force Awakens, mm-hmm. Right? Now there might be some comics that I'm missing, but y'all are nerds. But the thing is I don't really know exactly, what goes on in between there. But that would be a really interesting storyline to follow.
All right. This prediction from Nick Smith, I'm not sure if he's gone back to he may have used time travel technology for this. I'm not sure. But It's titled Marty McFly's Mando Prediction, so he may be cheating. Uh-oh. He's got the outfit, so I'm pretty stoked. Wait there, I just got to make sure I get this with the sound on. I don't know why they make you click this little thing to turn the sound on. Why wouldn't I want the sound? I always want the sound. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I don't have long. My name's Marty McFly. I'm from the future. I've seen the end of The Mandalorian Season 2. I have to spoil something for you. The fight between Baby Yoda and Boba Fett can easily rival any lightsaber fight in the whole trilogy, saga, anything, Clone Wars, whatever, game. It's the best fight you'll ever see. Mark my words.
That is brilliant. Really? That's absolutely superb. I think that needs some kind of award for the end of, yeah, regardless of what it turns out. That needs a prize. Yeah.
Wow, great, Scott. That's all I have to say to that one. That is awesome. Matt Moll, his wife Andrea's prediction is, I'm not sure if he's double dipping with this wife business. Doesn't she have her own email address? Exactly. Oh, this is a big call. The Mandalorian will find a Skywalker, but it won't be Luke that everyone is expecting. it will be Leia.
Ooh.
Interesting. I mean,
yeah. I'd be kind of like,
I'd be like, really? Okay. I mean, let's see. From that scene in Rise of Skywalker, when does that happen? So when exactly does that happen? Right? Like, does that happen right after Return of the Jedi or during Return of the Jedi? When does it happen? Do we know that actually? Corey. Hey, man. Sorry. I'm trying to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ask you a good question.
Yeah.
Do you know when? Like, so that training scene for Rise of Skywalker. When does that happen?
Probably during the Mandalorian.
That's actually
true. Baby Yoda's actually watching them fight.
Whoa. Y'all hear that? Steel put the scoop spanner up.
I can't disrespect scoops like that. All right, we've got a couple more. Nick Hall says Boba will come back to take his armor and be hated by all the Mandos for wearing Mandalorian armor without actually being a Mandalorian. I think that Boba will side with Gideon to be his personal bounty hunter and will develop a rivalry with Din Djarin. I like the idea that Boba will side with Gideon and we can have a Mando on Mando battle.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That like, would be cool.
That's some good television.
That part would be good. I don't think that any of the Mandos would disrespect him though, because as it's been said already, it's a creed, not a place of birth. So if someone's proved themselves, then they can earn the armor. Now, if he just picked it up, actually, yeah, that's a point. If he just picked it up and put it on without actually doing anything to prove his worth. I mean, this is after, this is after Empire, isn't it? Yeah. But we're talking about the guy who picked up the armor now, but I don't know. I'm just, my brain's just going weird in terms of times and dates.
That's Star Wars for you right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But I like the idea of the Mando on Mando conflict.
Ah, that would be – how cool would that be to have them all
– brilliant.
Jetpacking around. I'm just going to make sure there's no comments held up in here. No. So our final prediction is from Tampa Bay Fan 19. And if somehow I've missed someone's prediction through all this, I do apologize. But I'm pretty sure I've gotten them all. I predict that we will figure out Boba Fett is just his bounty hunting name. Oh, God. I don't think this one's right because of I've seen other films, but
yeah.
I predict that we'll figure out that Boba Fett is just his bounty hunting name and his real last name is Djarin. Boba and Mando are somehow possibly cousins. Now, hey, ooh. I don't want to bring up Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
The canon Star Wars film.
But you're assuming that way around. If Fett is actually Djarin's real name rather than Djarin being Fett's real name. Do you see what I'm saying?
But I'm going off the prediction.
Do
you know what I mean? Like, it's not an eventual left. It's left now. So we need a King Tom prediction. Where is King Tom's prediction?
He said, did you get mine? So
I don't know where... Wait, there...
Maybe King Tom just put it in the chat or email Steel real quick.
No, I think he... Oh, wait, here we go.
Ooh.
I don't know why that one didn't... Ah, okay, I thought he was going to send in a video one. Okay. Oh, no, that's not... That's a prediction from like a prediction show from years ago.
He says I sent it to you by Twitter.
Oh, that's not how you send it.
Yeah, right here. He thinks just because he's friends with the host, he can just DM. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right.
240 characters will do. Fuck it. Oh, sorry. I've done that again. I do apologize.
Darn it. Right, Grim?
All right. That's just
sorry. Local habits. What can I say?
I'm shocked that Steel has this PG. This is a
I shouldn't swear. It's my fault.
Hey, anyone can swear, but only if you can swear well. Here we go. Tom Chansky. Let's see if we can get this. All right, here we go. Let's hope we get the sound up on this one to close it out. This is beautiful.
Yay.
The king of all toms. That I can confirm he sent to me last night in Twitter DMs.
Can't hear it, Steel.
No volume. No sound.
You can't hear it?
No.
Oh, he has even edits and stuff.
Wow. All right. I'll upload it quickly to YouTube.
Certainly, I think he certainly is going to win the award for most highly produced or best production value.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, what about when Araj had Sabine on his hand? That was pretty sweet.
That's true. That takes a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But still, I think so partly the Darksaber goes to John Cutler. I'm still on that train.
The Back to the Future one I think was superb too in terms of production.
Captain Rex and Commander Wolf.
Corey still thinks he's going to win.
Corey thinks a lot of things. Don't you worry about that.
All right, that's a bit harsh.
No, it's not. It's ambiguous.
Mm. Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Wait till you guys.
With both hands. Oh no! Hang
on. Just letting everybody know we're going to do a live stream on YouTube after the stream ends.
We are
following up. We're going to talk about all these theories. So, just hope everybody you can follow. Go to subscribe to Kessel Run Transmission.
Are we good?
On. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Share screen. Chrome tab. Share audio.
Yay.
Hey, Steel. Mando Season 2, here's what I've been thinking. I loved seeing the old Kenner Imperial Troop Transport in Season 1. Right. So for Season 2, I think we're going to get even more Kenner vehicles, namely the old mini-rigs, like that tank with the bubble on top, the MLC-3. Or if there's hostile plane, or if there's a bounty hunter, they can show the Bargain Basement Imperial Shuttle, the old ISP-6. So that's my call for Mando's season.
All right. I just got to take all this in one more time.
Hey, Steel.
Yeah.
Mando Season 2, here's what I've been thinking. I loved seeing the old Kenner Imperial Troop Transport Season 1. Right. So for
I do have to say, his idea of bringing back the mini rigs, I am all about. That would be.
I don't have any idea what the mini rig is. So.
It's like it was like a $15 Star Wars toy. They did it for like the Clone Wars, like the Kenner.
Okay. Thank you for it.
For Clone Wars?
Mm-hmm.
They did it for Clone Wars?
No, they originally from in the Kenner line in the 80s.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah, and they were vehicles that like could have been in Star Wars but weren't for people on a budget that couldn't afford like a big shuttle Tyderium. They did like a little one man shuttle and yeah. So that is what as you'll see in the pictures, our great man Toro Calican is in.
Season 2, I think we're going to get even more Kenner vehicles, namely the old mini-rigs, like that tank with the bubble on top, the MLC-3. Or if there's hostile terrain, we can see the MTV-7.
Yes.
Or if they show a bargain basement bounty hunter, they can show the bargain basement Imperial shuttle, the old ISP-6. So that's my call for Mando Season 2, Kenner's old mini-rigs.
Excellent.
That's a great...
Oh, my God.
I love
all mini-figs go.
King Tom, right.
And finally, we have got a super chat from the Angry Squid. How did Boba Fett escape the Sarlacc? I think Sand People accidentally save him by killing the beast for food. They pull the Sarlacc out of the pit and Bobbus cuts himself out of the belly. Now, that would be an amazing thing to see on film, for him to rip a Sarlacc out and then have him come. Like, that would, like, yeah, you would not have wanted to be eating at the time of viewing that. So, yeah. I, Angry Liquid, I so hope. I thank you for your contribution, and I hope it does come. It does come true. Very
was
much.
It Angry Chicken that had it? He agitated the stomach so much that it threw him up. Robot chicken. Robot chicken.
I literally thought about an angry chicken.
I did too. I was like,
what did the chicken?
You never know what an angry chicken
say.
But the it's thing quarter is, to five. Shut up.
Well, I don't think he has any help. I think he uses that Mandalorian armor. We've seen what Din Djarin can do with the Mandalorian armor. Uh-huh. I think he just claws himself out of there. I think he might have some of the little spikes that come out, kind of like Batman. You know, Batman can kind of bring those little. I think he has that, and he can climb up the wall of the Sarlacc, and I think he just comes out himself because.
And he used them in episode two, didn't he?
Exactly. I think Boba Fett is everyone's always like, oh, Boba Fett went out like
he didn't. He's still alive.
Exactly, and he's still alive. So I think we'll see exactly how he got out. And I think he's just going to get out by himself. I don't think Tusken Raiders will be involved.
I'd love to see it, though. I would love to see it. Now, I have not given my prediction as yet.
I can't wait. Steel, come on, man.
I know.
Keep it to yourself, I think. Guys. I think we can wrap up here. All right, guys. Thank you so much
for watching another episode of the Steel Wars Hyper Chat Show.
Hope
to see you guys on Thursday, where Steel and I will be doing our show together.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about all things Star Wars.
Let's talk about all things Hasbro and how they are the worst toy company in the world.
Listen up. Jake Carnevale.
Right. Here we go.
Here it is.
Recently deleted his Instagram account. Right? So my theory is he's in The Mandalorian season two again, or in The Mandalorian again, and he knows people are going to come after him on Instagram for both his character, his acting, his face, and the things he said with all three about the films. So he's just like, I'm not getting that heat.
But why delete it rather than just not post to it?
Graham.
Steel.
Why not talk instead of talk during my Toro Calican prediction? Okay.
You paused.
I think that maybe Jake, whatever his name is, watched one of his Toro's watches where, you know, Steel's zooming in on his chest.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to get off social media.
I can't let the Steel guy know that way. That's really what I'm thinking is the case. Or Steel. No, seriously. Steel prediction. Oh, God. Toro watch, please stop. Team Toro, Calgary crew.
So, Steel, is that your actual prediction?
Steel, come on, man. Give a genuine prediction.
Steel, I'm going to tell you this. I'll say this on camera. If Toro Calican appears in season two of The Mandalorian,
you get a Toro
Calican. I will give Steel $100.
$100? That's nothing. Give Steel. Okay, it's not nothing. But look, here's the thing. The chances of Toro actually showing up in season two are.
It's finally here.
No. No, but seriously, how about this? If Toro shows up in season two, Corey has to get a tattoo that says, what does he say? Fit. What does he say to the tin can? What
it should be Toro Watch, but I'm not. Toro I'm watch. Not agreeing to yeah, it. Actually, I'm not like you. I don't agree to things.
Toro Watch.
I will not.
Season
agree
two
to that.
Only. If he shows up in season three, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Two. All right. Steel.
Come on, Corey.
If Toro appears in season 2 of The Mandalorian, I'll get a tattoo.
Ah! You'll get a tattoo that says Toro Watch and under it, Best Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
Please!
Please! Exactly. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Cool.
Excellent. Think again, Tin Can. No, that's what you have to get. You have to get Think Again, Tin Can on your forehead.
No.
That's why you wear the beanie
stop.
All the time.
Enough of your... Enough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll go with... My prediction is... But everyone... Other people said it. Is the Sebastian Stan as Luke Skywalker. But I'm going with Toro comes back. Yeah. You got to swing for the fence if I'm gonna get to keep this lightsaber. All right, so I feel like I can already count it that I'm going to have that sweet prediction come true, and
you get to keep the lightsaber that you already bought. That's awesome, Steel. Congratulations.
come on, and listen. You're not going to be like that. Once you see how good he is in season 2,
it's finally here.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Steel, listen to me right now. Wait, before we end this, Steel, if Toro is in season 2, I promise you I will be a full member of Toro Watch. I will be so on board because I just think that that's an awesome feat, honestly. Like after all the hate he's got, if he shows up in season 2, I will be a full supporter of Toro Gallagher. I will.
I agree to getting a tattoo, which I think is far worse. So I hope he's not in season 2 of The Mandalorian.
It's like, hey, Corey, remember when you said you were going to get a tattoo when Toro was in it?
I don't know.
That's right.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks to everyone in the chat. Thank you to Graham. Go to sleep, buddy. Go to sleep.
Thank you for inviting. Yeah, letting me in, and I'll just talk shit and annoy you.
No, Graham, you've been awesome, man. I'm so happy you came on. It was a lot of fun.
I unmute him, and within 10 seconds, get that swear word in. You're out of here. All right, let's go to a far more respectable gentleman, Dominic Jones of Star Wars Underworld. Thanks for joining us. Let the people know where they can tune into you.
Thank you for having me. You can find the Star Wars Underworld podcast at starwarsunderworld.com or on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we have new episodes. We record them live Thursday nights and then release them on Friday mornings. And then we'll have our Mandalorian recap review episodes out on Mondays. And that's called Radio Razorcrest. So
there's a few episodes of Star Wars Underworld with me and Corey on, and I know that's what y'all really care about. So
yes, the one that you guys were both on was hysterical. Noah shared his deepest Star Wars dreams.
Yes,
including flying a spaceship with Hayden Christensen through a Jello planet.
I sure did. Go check that one out. It was a fun episode.
It was a great one. So check that one out. So yeah, StarWarsUnderworld.com at the SWU on social media.
Excellent. Thank you, Dom. And Kessel Run Radio, boys, give us a sizzle. As much as I hate pogs, go for it.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter at Kessel Run Transmissions.
At KR Transmissions.
At KR Transmissions. On Instagram at Kessel Run Transmissions. And you can follow me on Twitter at Outlaw Noah and on Instagram at The Outlaw Noah.
You can follow me at Corey _ Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as KR Transmissions on Twitter, Kessel Run Transmissions on Instagram. Please subscribe to us on Kessel Run Transmissions. We do Star Wars reaction videos every Friday to The Mandalorian Season 2, as well as roundtables, etc.
Well, yeah, no, it's your season with coming out. It's going to be such a good time. So much content is going to be coming from us, Steel, Star Wars Underworld, all of us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be dope. And if you've been watching, please, if you've watched 2 hours and 41 minutes of this, 42 minutes of this, give us a like and subscribe, share it about, and let's get set. This is going to be, I'm so excited. I filmed this today. Check this out. I'm not sure if you saw it. But I went and checked out. I always go and check out the big poster that they've got in Hollywood. So.
Look at that. Oh, wait, here. Where's
so
our
good. Room?
We got one of those too.
A little Yoju.
So good.
God, Noah, you hit him a bit hard. Are you a scout trooper?
That was $60.
I'm sorry. Using the force on you, but forget.
All right, well, I hate it when mom and dad fight. I hate it. And Dominic Jones is just fending off fans in the chat. What a guy. Yeah. Sam Carey gets it. Algorithm. But, yeah, stay tuned, support all the channels and the pods. Thanks so much for a really fun night. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.